If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
All right, let's pray. God of rock, thank you for this chance to kick ass. We are your humble servants. Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Rock and roll!
We will now honor the men and women who have served their country, protecting our freedom and our way of life, with a moment of silence. Thank you.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
And now,
what exactly do you want?
Just something that doesn't suck.
Well, one of these days, maybe you'll come up with a little better plan than that. Huh?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin DeBee Show.
Kevin DeBee Show.
Tuesday morning?
I'm so high.
Don't. Look, I'm.
All right. That's sounding a little high.
We were up late, a bit late last night. It was fun, though.
You knew you were going to have a very late night, and I'm sure you prepared accordingly.
Did we.
Got a long nap in the afternoon, probably.
Well, Lisa, why do you even pretend?
He knew yesterday going
so
in.
So he knows every day.
It's going to be a long day.
Doesn't change how he behaves.
How dare
Come
you?
Come on, Kevin, back me up. How was the nap?
The nap wasn't as restful as I'd hoped. I mean, I tried. I was laying in bed.
Right.
And you just laid there?
And I went through, you know, the process of closing my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then trying to sleep.
Right.
Oh, this doesn't sound good.
And it didn't really happen like that.
Man.
So then I just got back up. But it was a great show.
Worth it.
Mike
so worth
said.
Totally worth it.
Why don't you tell the folks
what show you went to in case they don't know.
Okay. Them Crooked Vultures.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Dave Grohl's new band with
John Paul Jones
of the Led Zeppelin.
That's right. They're going to be here in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. And they played at the Roxy. It was kind of like a little warm-up show.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And the Roxy is so great because you're so close. And it was loud. Loud.
Yeah.
But I love that. Most shows aren't loud enough, but that was great.
Most shows aren't loud enough.
They're not loud enough. You know, they have restrictions on the sound or something, and they're just kind of, I don't know.
They don't want to bust your eardrums.
Yes, but they didn't care, and I like that.
Okay.
So it was a great show. I don't know, I left about 12:15. It's not bad. Got to
12:15 minutes ago?
12:15.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad. Got home at about 1.
And had some granola bars, and that came to work. Can I have some to get some water? And a bottle of water would be good.
I'm a little disappointed in Kevin. He was very responsible last night.
Oh, really? Didn't get a load on?
I was hoping for, like, the natural
offer him some
Kevin.
X? Offer him some X? He really can't resist when he's in the mosh pit.
I was like, I've got to go to work tomorrow. I've got to be on sharp.
And no granola bars for me.
You guys' impression of me are not based on any reality.
No, it isn't.
No, no.
Well, totally we're glad you're here. We're glad you made it this morning because we do have a great show.
We do have a great show. That's true.
Did mention them Crooked Vultures.
Oh.
Be stopping by.
Yes.
7 o'clock hour.
Very
not
cool.
Bad.
That's pretty impressive, I have to say.
I feel like I'm maybe not the guy to be doing that interview. You know
really?
What I mean? Like, well,
if not you, then who?
If one of the guys,
Rodney,
from Led Zeppelin is there,
all right, Led Zeppelin, Kashmir
would probably be better. Yeah,
think.
It just doesn't seem like I should be. You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing?
But how cool is it that John Paul Jones is still staying as relevant and as active to be moving his career forward with a project like this? Guy in Led Zeppelin could easily sit back and live on his rock and roll laurels and say, look, I was in Led Zeppelin. I don't need to do anything else. I could be the Ringo Starr of Led Zeppelin and just live off of being that.
And he's produced every band that's ever existed. He's done so much.
He's very active and still very current and relevant.
So anyway, that's exciting. It was a great show last night to play the World Turn tonight. And that sold out, so I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to that.
Sure.
We're talking to Junior Seau later today as well.
That's right, yeah.
Legendary linebacker, of course, for the Chargers for many years. Now he's with the Patriots. Talking about his new TV show. Did you see the game last night, the Monday night game?
No.
Oh, what a barn burner. Can't beat a good Ravens-Browns game.
That was pure crap.
It was just craptastic.
What did it end up?
16-0 Ravens.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nothing really about that game was the least bit interesting.
Just bad on
just
every level?
Just bad on both levels. Yeah. Just boring and bad.
Well, what are you going to do? Not every game can be great. Yeah. Not every game could be the Eagles.
That's true.
And the Chargers.
That's true. That was a pretty exciting game, though.
Yeah.
No, they lost. It was a pretty good game.
All right.
Miss Double December, we'll be talking about that pageant later on today as well. We'll be talking to our first competitors in the Miss Double December Kevin and Bean Spokesmodel competition, which is one of the highlights of the holiday season every year.
That's right.
And we've also got tickets to give away for a little concert called the Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert.
What?
Tickets to give away! Very first pair of tickets will be given away today.
It's always funny this time of year because the people that run this radio station are not well organized.
Yeah.
It would be like if I was in charge.
Well, so, let's not get
wow,
nuts. Come
that's
on.
Just
sort
mean.
Of what it's like.
It's
we
not
should
that
do
bad.
A concert sometime this Christmas. Call them crooked vultures.
They told us all day yesterday that we weren't going to have tickets today.
Right.
We'll start a little bit later.
Yes. Nope, not for you.
You're not going to. Oh, are you sure? Oh, yeah. No, you don't get them. No way. Coming today?
Yeah. Got them.
Got them.
Yeah. Give them away. Come up with something creative, fellas. Give them away. So we'll work on that.
We'll make a couple hours.
Game. Okay.
We're great at new games.
Yes, we are.
Is that accurate? Would you
famous
say?
Christmases. I predict that's going to be the new game. Okay, this happens on December 25th. Son of God was born. Christmas? Yes.
Christmas is the answer to all questions.
All right. Yes.
So all that's coming up this morning. Let's start with your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
And the prize today for getting on the air is a pair of tickets to join K-Rock at an advanced screening of Warren Miller's Dynasty.
Oh, Warren Miller's Dynasty.
So if you'd like to get on the air today, you can call 1-800-520-1067. Let's begin with Daniel, who was sharing the night with us last night. Hi, Daniel.
What's up, man? Wasn't it awesome last night? They were loud, man. I got to, like, about 2 o'clock, and there was already like 30 people in line. It was ridiculous.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, about 2, and yeah, there was like 30 people, and oh my god, when we got in, I was so excited. I was just like, damn, and man, when they started playing, it was really, really good. That's a good show. If anybody's going tonight, they're in for a good show tonight. It's a heavy album.
It is.
Good god, it's loud though. And
what's it weigh? Do you know?
I have no idea. I weigh as much as me, man. Ugh, dude.
What? You're right?
Oh, well, my head still hurts. My ears hurt.
Well, you know it was a good show then.
Yeah.
I was standing all day. It sucked, but it was worth it. Oh, God. They were loud, man.
Got it. Loud and heavy. Daniel, need a nap, man.
Here's the thing about the volume. It was not soft.
Yeah. I got to be at work at about 7 o'clock. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Have a granola bar. That's what Kevin does.
He's calling sick, dude.
I can't.
Did they know that you went to the show?
No, they don't know.
All right. Then call in sick.
But I don't know.
Swine flu, and everybody's like, oh, no, stay home, stay home. Don't want it.
But it was awesome, though. It was a good show.
I got to tell you, just when you're standing there and Dave Grohl walks out, doesn't matter if it's Foo Fighters or what band he's in, it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was all the way in the front, so it was awesome. I was just right there. Josh Homme pretty much spit on me when he was singing. It was awesome. It was good.
How was the volume?
It was loud.
Yeah, it was loud.
It was heavy and loud.
Got it. There's Daniel's review. Heavy and loud.
All right, good.
Good times.
I didn't think anybody could describe it with less detail than me.
When he started playing, it was great.
It was loud. All right, let's go to, Dwan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Dwan.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dwan.
Hey, Dwan. No love for me, ever. Yeah. No love ever for me.
How's it going?
Sunday night, the Lakers lost against Houston Rockets.
They sure
did. Houston Rockets got 101 points, and the Lakers got 91 points. I was very upset about that.
Yeah. But it's a long season. You know, there's a lot of games. It's not really, you can't win them all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I hope my friend Laura watched that that past Sunday night. I hope she watched that.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, I said, who got the Lakers?
And then someone said,
we got the Lakers.
Oh, yes.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
The one,
they
I don't
fight tonight against Detroit Pistons at the Staples Center.
And how
at
do you
their
think,
home.
How do you think they'll do?
Yep. But I'm not going to watch 90210 right now because I got it on recording, though. I'm going to watch it later on after the game is over.
Wow.
Lakers first, huh?
I didn't know you were that. I knew you were a fan, but not that big of a fan. I thought 90210 took precedence over everything.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the way you make it sound like that's your favorite show. So I would guess you would tape the Lakers and watch 90210, but all right.
Who got 90210?
We got 90210.
Oh, yeah. Today, I'm going to make some 90210 pies for you guys.
Oh, that would be great. We've been looking forward to 90210 pies.
Hey, Laura and Jess, you got to watch the Laker game tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. Laker game tonight.
Laura and Jesse.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You're the best one.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Too.
Bye. He's run out of steam.
He
with
sure
us.
Did yep. right then.
Two. Couldn't say YouTube. Two.
Got it. Enthusiasm. Andy, hi.
Hey.
Hey, Andy. What to do, nephew?
First of all, how does DeWine get up so early every day?
We're not really sure.
He may stay up.
He doesn't. I can answer that. He stays up all night and then goes to bed at about 6.
Yeah.
Sleeps all day?
Yeah, pretty much.
I want a 90210 pie. Yeah.
I bet you do, Sailor.
You can't have one.
I do. Well, I'm a dude that like called in a couple months ago, and I house arrest guy, and I get my bracelet off.
Hold on, house arrest? House arrest guy?
Yeah.
I remember your phone call, and today you're a free man?
I am a free man.
Yeah!
Congratulations, sir.
What are the plans?
What's that?
What are the plans?
I plan on going outside.
that'll be a fresh change.
I'm going to start small. You know? Go for a walk.
Nice.
Wow, go for a walk.
I know. It's going to be epic.
So how long were you on house arrest? A couple months? Did you say
three? 73 days.
73 days.
Wow. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, congratulations on making it.
I appreciate it.
You didn't have any problems along the way where, you know, you left and they found out, they called?
No. I mean, I might not have any friends after all this, you know, wondering where I've been for the last 2 months, the people that didn't know.
Because you're not allowed to use a phone when you're there on house arrest?
Well, I am, but I didn't want necessarily all my friends to know.
Yeah,
that I was,
you're probably down in the dumps at that point.
Yeah.
What did you do, Andy, that got you the house arrest? I forget.
DUI,
that's right.
Yeah.
So you going to go out drinking today?
Maybe.
Yeah, good.
Hop in that car and drive your nearest bar. That's what I said. You'll teach them.
It's all about the bus.
There's a t-shirt in the making right
there. I've said that all my life. It's all about the bus.
Sure.
Well, congratulations, dude.
Appreciate it.
Very exciting. Thanks for the call.
Hey, by the way, where's Bean? Is he sick?
Bean is on vacation.
Yep.
Oh, dude, that guy's always on vacation.
And he has 40 weeks a year vacation. He's the only guy I know.
I was thinking you guys could get him, like, the home version, you know, the house arrest home version.
He works from his home, too. Dude has more vacation than anybody and actually works from his house.
He has a self-imposed house arrest.
That's right.
I know. Well, that's not the ultimate excuse. Now he can, like, never have to go outside. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
He was jealous when you called.
Well, I'm sure.
Very jealous. Well, congratulations on making it, dude.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. Later.
All right. All right, we'll take a break. Again, Junior Seau, Them Crooked Vultures on the program today. Tickets for the Almost Acoustic Christmas on today's program.
And you've got a new song for us, too. Haven't you written a new song for us?
I haven't written it, but I've edited together a new song called Failure, which is basically just us. You know, it's just our show. And
it's our show concentrated.
We make a lot of mistakes, it turns out.
What?
A lot.
I beg to differ.
Mine alone are too much. And then you add in every once in a while Ralph, every once in a while Bean.
How long is this song, for God's sake?
Well, I didn't put it all in.
I mean, we'd be here all day.
We have 6 hours. But just some highlights.
You put our screw-ups to a rave bed, basically.
Yes.
I got
you. Wow. And this should be fun.
And I'll tell you, it begins with Miss Cleo Clocks.
Sweet.
Because that might be the best thing that's happened in the last couple of months. So that's coming up just after 6 o'clock as well. A quick break, and we'll come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat on The Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with the first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Oh, can you feel the excitement in the air?
Yeah. The excitement about...
tonight.
Yes.
Tonight on the CW.
Them Crooked Volt. What?
Heather Locklear returns to Melrose Place.
Oh, my God.
Amanda Woodward is back. Heather Locklear!
You're the only person I know.
Hello,
excited.
Claire! Yeah, I already stopped watching.
What are you saying?
Took too long.
Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out, basically. Mara's play is so good.
You're such a girl sometimes.
Katie Cassidy!
How does it feel?
I'm not a girl. I'm looking at Katie Cassidy.
How does it feel to be on your own island on this particular one?
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
I like my island. It's got a nice big palm tree in the center.
Does it?
Gives me fresh coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
A nice hammock.
Well, maybe we could spend like an hour tomorrow going over, you know, how it went.
I'll play highlights. I'll play highlights of Heather Locklear's return to Melrose Place.
Sorry, too busy.
You can have an MP update.
Got a very, very full show tomorrow.
You guys remember Ken Ober?
Yeah.
From Remote Control, a very popular show on MTV. I guess back in the 80s, he was the host of that show. Adam Sandler's career started there. Colin Quinn, Dennis Leary.
Right.
He was basically a trivia question about television.
Right.
Dead.
Oh, really?
Ken Ober's dead. Found dead in his home Sunday at the age of 52.
Wow.
No one knows the cause of death. He was a stand-up comedian before he got into television. Did a few movies. And then he was a radio host here locally. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but remember when the All Talk FM station started here in Los Angeles?
Yes.
He and Cindy from the Brady Bunch had a show together.
Yes.
Ken Ober and Susan Olsen is her name.
Yeah.
They did a show.
I remember because Jimmy Kimmel and I used to crank call them all the time.
They were probably happy to get the calls. Yeah. You guys were probably the only ones calling in.
We would say things like, you know, all of our friends say you guys suck. But
we think you're great.
And then we keep going back to the suck part.
That's funny. Well, it's the circle of life. You know, when God takes a soul, sometimes he puts one back. So congratulations to Adriana Lima. She's the mommy of a brand new baby child.
Of some sex.
Does not say her. It's a girl.
Yeah!
Adriana and her husband.
It's a baby.
Now,
Marko Jarić. Of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
By the way, the Grizzlies just dumped Allen Iverson. Did you hear?
Did they?
Yeah, they just annulled their contract with him, cutting him loose.
Because I had heard that he said he needed some time for personal issues.
Got some personal issues. He needs some time. They said, take all the time you want.
Take all the time you want.
But we're not going to pay you. So they've dissolved their contract.
Wow.
So Marko and Adriana had a baby girl named Valentina. Uh-huh. Valentina Lima Jarić.
You're going to have to wait for 18 years to be excited.
That's
about
what I was just thinking. That's going to be a long 18 years.
Yeah. Not worth it.
See Family Guy on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I taped it.
When, who's the giggity giggity? Who's that who's the character? Quagmire, yeah. Finds a baby on his doorstep that's his from, obviously, from an illicit affair where he didn't use a condom.
Right.
And so he decides he's got to give the baby up for adoption. So he does. But he's, you know, obsessed with her. So he keeps checking on her to make sure she's okay. And he finds out this family that has her is a great family. He decides, you know, he's not going to try to get her back. He's going to leave her. And as they're leaving, he's leaving the house. He says to Peter, maybe I'll run into her in 18 years.
Man. That show is consistent.
Man, it's dark. It's dark stuff. Ashley Simpson Wentz. Remember I told you after she got booted off Melrose Place, which makes the show even better, if that's possible?
It's not, because that show's already perfect.
She is going to do the play Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out that rumor is true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they have her audition?
I have no idea. She's doing a 10-week run, just announced on Playbill.com. She hits the boards November the 30th, and we'll wrap up in early February.
Sorry, I'm going to miss that.
That seems like a bad plan.
Sure does.
And she is already working on her fashion line. Apparently, Ashley Simpson Wentz is creating her own fashion line. She says she's already sketching styles and is very excited about her new products.
It's odd how anyone with any fame goes, I got to have a fashion line.
That is the thing.
Well, her sister's got all these products, so I'm not at all surprised.
I'm just wondering, how many things will Ashley Simpson fail in? It's like she has a list of things. Let me see how many things I can be bad at.
Yeah.
I can't act, can't sing, can't design clothing. What else can't I do?
It's not just that she can't, though. I mean, when she sang and then the Saturday Night Live thing happened, she was roundly pretty much kicked out of the business. Then she acted, she kicked out of the business.
But then they put her on Broadway.
Back. Yeah, well, now she's going to fail on Broadway, kicked out of the business.
Yeah.
You guys watch House? See House last night?
Good
episode. Just announced, Fox has announced that Orlando Jones will be joining the cast for a short period of time. He has been cast as Foreman's estranged brother, who is up for parole, is coming out of prison. another storyline at all of that show, and so he will be joining the cast, so it'll be pretty good. Last night's was good, though. The gang got back together again, the old other gang.
That is
13 and Taub and that crew, back with House on the team.
That's one of those shows that their worst episodes are better than most shows' best episodes.
Yeah.
I agree.
So well done.
It is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs in stores. Here's a couple you may want to pick up if you're cruising by. Them Crooked Vultures has a new CD out today. It's called Them Crooked Vultures.
It is, yeah.
It's loud. It's heavy.
It's loud. It's not heavy. It's a heavy CD. MTV Unplugged by Katy Perry is available today.
All right.
Believers Never Die, Greatest Hits of Fall Out Boy. Adam Lambert. He's got a new CD called For Your Entertainment.
See the cover art?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He really, really wants you to know that he's gay. Yeah.
He makes early Bowie look like John Wayne.
He does.
New DVD, Star Trek. If you missed the reboot of Star Trek starring Chris Pine from our buddy J.J. Abrams, here's your chance to pick it up on DVD and Blu-ray.
That's really good.
It's a great film. If you haven't caught it, you really should grab it on DVD. My Sister's Keeper, about having a baby for cancer research or something like that.
Oh, right. Cameron Diaz.
Diaz acting her ass off.
Yeah.
Bruno is available on DVD today. You can check that out. And TV shows on DVD, Rome, the complete series, and Sopranos, the complete series, available on DVD today. So check that out. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, Bean's going to be so upset he's on vacation. Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, thank
God. How did we miss that
Gordon
bullet?
Gordon Lightfoot, man who gave us the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, celebrates his birthday
worst
today.
Worst songs in history.
But at least we don't have to listen to it.
Yes, you are correct.
Legendary movie director Martin Scorsese is 67 years old today. Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels is 65. Danny DeVito, talented and funny actor and director, is 65. RuPaul.
Yeah.
Really?
World's largest she-male.
Yeah, pretty big.
A big hot dude. RuPaul's a good-looking dude. I'm sorry, I can't take that away from him.
Yep.
He's a good-looking man, girl.
Yeah, I guess. In that category.
In that category.
Yeah.
49 years old today. Also a good-looking man, girl. Daisy Fuentes is 43 years old today. Sophie Marceau from Braveheart celebrates her 43rd birthday. Ronnie DeVoe of Belle, Biv, and DeVoe.
There it is.
He's 42 years old. Leslie Bibb, very talented actress from ER and Popular, is 36. Rachel McAdams, one of our favorites around here, is 31 years old today. And radio and television and film star Ralph Garman also celebrates.
Happy birthday, Ralph.
Come on, it's Ralph's birthday.
Thank you so much. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We have had a lot of fun of late at Miss Cleo's expense because she's bad.
Not bad, just dumb.
Oh,
what?
How are you? I don't think she's
Would
dumb.
You rather say she's bad? She's a bad person? No.
Not a bad person.
She's just challenged.
Right.
Mentally challenged, that's all.
No, I just think that there are things that are more difficult for her than other things. We all have our
thinking
things that we're good
and
at.
Words.
Thinking and talking.
And there are a lot of things she's very good
and
at.
Spelling.
She hasn't been on the air too
and
much.
Ideas. And words.
She's not good
and
at
speaking.
It.
Speaking.
We were doing a contest called Title Fight, for those of you that didn't hear, and they were Foo Fighter songs. And Times Like These was the name of the song, and she was not allowed to use any of the words in the title, but she had to get the listener to say Times Like These.
Right, had to provide hints.
And these are the clues that she gave without editing.
A clock with a clock, and it's those and similar to clock.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Those and, by the way. Those and. Similar to
clock with a clock.
Can you imagine being the person on the other end of that phone call?
What's happening? I don't even understand what she's saying. So we've played that a lot because it's funny and all. So then I decided to put together like a remix of all of her greatest hits, and it occurred to me as
her
greatest hits.
Oh, hits. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We're talking about Miss Cleo. I thought you said something else.
And it occurred to me that really, what other show would she fit on more than ours? I mean,
yeah, this is the perfect fit.
We're all bad.
Special Olympics?
Yeah, I guess so. Sure. And I have a few moments with that I'll play to set this up, and then we got a little remix. This is Lisa May, and
Lisa May never screws up.
She does, but rarely. Yeah.
And now a moment with Lisa May.
101 at the 405 might be the right to be to.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
Here's also what I like. Most places, when you fail badly Everybody kind of tries to just kind of sweep it under the carpet and just kind of just
pretend it didn't happen.
It's not referred to it
Let's
anymore.
Move on.
It's not embarrass people. On this show, really, it you know, it's on tape, and then we bring it back over and over.
We revel in it.
And, sure. Yes, we do. We've embraced failure. Here's Ralph.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
It'd be great to have Air Supply gunning down the lead singer of some other band.
That was a moment with Ralph.
Makes sense to me.
In our own defense, if you don't mind, you know, we do a lot of talking, so it's going to happen naturally.
Yeah, of course.
Here's Bean.
And now, a moment with Bean.
What's the rush out there, dude? You're afraid the person's going to die of meth labs, you know, something, or what?
I could have asked that better.
No, it's perfect.
That was a moment with Bean.
Die of meth lab something.
Something, or what?
And then in the moment with category, I mean, let's face it, I'm the king.
You win.
I don't want to be the king. I don't want to win.
You are God,
in this category, but literally I have like 200 and the rest of you have like 18. That's kind of the way it goes. And one of the pieces of tape that we play a lot is me trying to announce the Grammys. As the voice for the Grammys. And wow. In my own defense again.
Oh, here we go.
Just got back from Miami for the Super Bowl. Way hungover.
Had granola bars.
Had to go in and kind of do a rehearsal, kind of a recording thing, and it didn't go quite as well as I had hoped. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number 1. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number 1. Send the number 2. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once... God f***ing it. Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word one. Coming up next, an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey. An unforgettable moment with An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey. Wow. With Carrie Underwood and Riscoe Flats. Okay, I said both those names wrong. Sorry, again. Ludacris. The 49th Annual Grammy Awards with Clinton. An unforgettable... Shit. Let's do it again. No, you're not crazy. It's Gnarls Barkley. Okay. That's gay writing. You know that, right? Okay. No, I want to do it again. That's vodka and Red Bull for 4 days in a row in Miami.
That didn't happen quite as well as I'd hoped. You are reading, right? You're reading that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Piece of paper.
No memory involved.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Written there, typed there. It's not like a handwriting problem. Nothing.
Just right there for you to read. Just have to read it.
And there are a bunch of professionals, you know, in a recording studio. And the engineers are out there
no
going,
pressure. Oh.
Yeah, and so then I'm thinking, wow, these guys must just think I'm such an idiot. And that's, and then, you know, a little more pressure and it gets worse and worse. But so I put together kind of a remix called Failure. And it's pretty much just a recap of this show.
Nice.
And the fact that how do we have jobs in this industry? How is that possible? Me especially, but there's a lot of Miss Cleo in this one as well. I present for you now the Kevin and Bean Show, Failure.
A clock with a clock, and it's those and similar to
Failure.
Clock with a clock.
Fail. Does your voodoo be Bernie? Failure.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat. It's Pilpy.
Well. Failure.
The Hendrix Motorsports Story.
Yeah.
On October 7th at the Roosevelt Hotel. And a pair of tickets to Pepsi. Pepsi 500.
Failure.
Now, I know that you were in Slither. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Did you chase snakes? Did you... What did you do back then?
Failure.
What?
You celebrate this on the 31st of December.
And you get a day.
Fail.
Turn the music down, Light.
Hurry, Light.
Light, turn the music down.
You guys are on.
Failure.
He's a fruit tree.
He is a fruit tree.
He's a fruit tree.
That is true.
Fail.
All right. These are shoes that you use, and you want to pass them.
Fail.
And would you say that we could almost trace, was that part of the what got you hooked on?
Oh my God.
Failure.
A clock with a clock.
Does your booby Bertie?
Failure.
It's Pimpy. That's the Roosevelt.
What?
Turn your music down, Light. You guys are on.
Hello, guys.
It looks something that looks great, and it's a
failure.
Failure.
You think it's going well?
No.
Wow, this group is a
dynamic force.
Well-oiled machine.
Yes.
There you go. That's awesome.
Woo! I'm so proud.
I would never listen to that show.
We really, really owe people a debt of gratitude for
this. We are lucky this show's free.
And a huge apology.
Certainly a huge apology. Let's talk about the story that Ralph did in the Showbiz Beat yesterday. He was talking about Bruce Springsteen. And talk about mistakes. This seems to happen to singers a lot because they travel and travel and travel. They're in a different city every night.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times they don't even get out of the hotel room. They just kind of roll in and do the show and they get confused just every once in a while and they'll say the wrong city. And Bruce Springsteen was in Auburn Hills, Michigan. And he said, "Hello, Ohio." And Michigan's not Ohio. So that no one corrected him because he's the boss. And so then, like, a few songs later, he said, "Hello, Ohio." And then another time, "Hello, Ohio." And finally, the guitarist, Steven Van Zandt, went over and said, "It's Michigan."
Oops.
And Springsteen said it was every front man's nightmare. But I love the fact that he did it, you know, multiple times. That kills me. Yeah. And that does have to be a little embarrassing.
That's the first time he's ever done that, though, right?
I think. I mean, I haven't heard much about it.
About it, yeah. That's kind of amazing.
You would think they would, if it were me, but that's because I have to make up for big problems, is I would put like a piece of paper right front and center that tells
write
me where I am.
Write it on your hand.
Make sure I don't do that. Yeah. So we thought we would check in with the boss and just find out, you know, what his thoughts were on the situation. Mr. Springsteen, hi.
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm a little embarrassed, quite frankly.
Yeah, well.
You telling that story.
Did I tell it correctly? You were in Michigan?
No, it's true, man. Mm-hmm. It's true. I was on stage there in Michigan, and I said three different times. I said, "Hello, Ohio. Are you feeling all right?" And, yeah, it was the first time I ever done anything like that.
What was the response that you got from the crowd? Did they cheer? Was it kind of quiet and you tried to figure out what was going on?
They looked confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I didn't understand. I thought that, well, they must know where they live.
And they do, it turns out.
They did, and I didn't.
Right.
But I got to tell you, the problem was I was so high that night. I was having trouble sleeping.
Right.
So I ate like a big pot brownie.
Uh-huh.
The night before, and I thought for sure it would wear off, but no luck. I was baked, and so it was hard. I'll tell you, I thought for sure that I would, if I ever did make that mistake, it wouldn't be in Ohio, because I remember when I was a young man, just starting out in this business, one of the first places I ever toured was Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me and the band driving in a big panel truck across this great United States of ours, and when we got to Ohio, I took the panel truck out for a ride, and I told the band I'd be right back.
Yeah.
And I took that white panel van down to the local elementary school. And
what?
I got out some candy, Rolos, I think they were, and Tootsie Rolls, and Charm Blow Pops, and I left a trail of candy from the playground of that grade school all the way to the back of my van. Left the door open.
What are you talking about?
Just wait for little kids to come up to the van, and I'd grab them and pull them into the van.
I don't think.
Then I'd take them out to the woods.
That is not
We'd
true.
We'd play a little game called Goodbye.
No, come on.
I can't get into how we used to play the game for legal reasons, but
that is not true.
Ohio always had a very special place in my heart. And I don't go
really
back to Ohio much anymore because of statute of limitations.
Wow.
But you think I'd remember Ohio?
Well, you would, yeah.
Actually, I did. Most I forgot crazy. Michigan. That makes sense now.
Well,
I
that's
guess
odd.
So.
That's odd because I've never heard
I never
that.
Killed any kids in Michigan.
Oh, man.
But the career's still young. I'm not giving up yet.
Bruce, you have never killed any kids anywhere.
Come
what are you
on,
talking
yeah.
about?
You didn't do that.
Yeah, that's it, buddy. I've never killed kids.
Right.
Wink, wink.
What's wrong? You know we're on the air, right?
Hello, Ohio!
We're going to talk to Junior Seau. And for those of you that don't follow football, Charger for a long time.
Yep.
Pro Bowl pretty much his whole career. Ended up retiring in 2006 and then went to the Patriots. Came back out of retirement to go to the Patriots.
It's a hell of a retirement, by the way. You retire right to the Patriots, one of the best teams in the NFL.
It was, hey, Junior Seau?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are good. Hey, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Is it accurate that you retired for one day and then went to the Patriots?
I retired for probably 12 hours.
12 hours?
I don't think it was even a day. Belichick called me like the next morning after the press conference and said that we needed your service, and I was on a flight the next day.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That has to be one of the only teams you would have considered at that point.
That would have been the only team besides, obviously my hometown, San Diego. Yeah. And, there's one thing that that was 7 years ago. The one thing that I appreciated was that he said that he needed me. And whenever you're needed, then you know that you can't go wrong.
Now, I can't talk to you about the Patriots without talking about this past Sunday's game.
Yeah.
That was odd.
It was a great game.
It was a great game.
Great game, yeah.
Great entertainment. You kidding me? I mean, that's the way you want the sport to go down. And, obviously the decision is something big in the media, and it's something that we're going to forget and learn from and go from there.
Which is, just for people that don't know, I mean, it was fourth and two.
Two, yeah.
And in your own
28-yard line
against the Colts.
Yeah.
And Belichick decided to go for it on fourth down and two, and you guys didn't get it, and Peyton Manning took the team in and scored. It was funny because we were mocking that pretty hard yesterday, not knowing much, as we don't. And I got an email from a friend of mine who was listening to some experts in the NFL, and they were saying that percentage-wise, that was the right call, him going for it on fourth down.
No kidding.
Yes, just because the percentage of time you get a first down on fourth down is a certain amount, and then the percentage that the other team's going to go in and score is a certain percentage, and it actually works out that was a smart decision by
him. Just didn't work.
Right?
I don't know if it's smart if you're facing Peyton Manning.
Right.
That may be the wild card in the whole mix.
But I think...
But if you get it, if it's 4-2 and you go for it and you get it, that ends the game and you're a genius.
Win. Right. Right.
Yeah,
you're a genius, right.
Right.
So, right. But anyway,
there's always a risk involved, and what we have, we are programmed throughout the whole year to support each other in that locker room, and that's no different with coaches. I mean, we're there for them, and obviously we're going to go on and carry on, and hopefully towards the end of the season we can look back at it and say that's something that we can laugh at.
Were you surprised? You surprised by it? Because I'll tell you the one thing I do know is that about 100% of the time, fourth and two in your own, territory.
You're up by six with a couple of minutes left.
You punt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what you do every time. I was surprised that he had the guts to do it, but were you surprised? Were some of the other players surprised?
Being part of the league for 20 years, nothing ever surprises me anymore. I'm too old to be surprised. So what I tend to do is just I live one day at a time, and every day has its challenges. And we failed at converting that fourth down, and we have to live with it.
Yeah,
right.
One last question about Belichick, because he's an enigma. He is one of the most successful coaches of all time. He doesn't, to me, from an outside, completely outside, he doesn't look like he ever has fun. He always looks like he's upset about something, and you guys could blow someone out and he's still really kind of sour. Is that a misperception?
It's a misconception. I mean, whenever you're that successful, you only return to carry on is basically because you're having fun and you enjoy it. And we get to see it every day. I mean, the guy, he's a great teacher. He loves the game of football. And one of the things that I respect about Belichick is that he's not political. And when I say political, I'm talking about in terms of the game. When I first came in 20 years ago, seniority was given to the player that's been around for the certain amount of years. Nowadays, seniority is given to the player that has the biggest hit against the salary cap. Belichick doesn't play that.
Right.
Belichick is he's old school. He wants you to work. If you work, you have a chance, and that's it.
So if you're highly paid, it doesn't matter as much as long as the people that are on the field making the plays are the ones that get to play.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go out there and you perform, you earn your keep, and you have a chance to be on the field for Belichick. And that gives everyone a chance. And that's why I'm there.
All right, let's talk about your TV show, Sports Jobs with Junior Seau.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys got to check it out. It's a great concept. It's Sports Jobs with Junior on Versus. And we have a sneak preview tomorrow night at 11, and it premieres December 2nd.
Tell us how this came about, whose idea it was, and that whole thing.
Whoop, hello?
Did we lose him?
So happy to be part of Versus Sports Network. They have done a great job of obviously, you know, funding the program and funding the show, getting me involved and giving me the chance to be a host for it. And what I basically do, I go behind the scenes of every sport or any sport and live the lives of the people that work day in and day out for the pros. And these are the guys and the ladies, the men and women that never get any love. And I get to live their lives for 3 days. I air it, and we have a good time. It's educational, and you know, I'm excited about it.
Would we be surprised by the amount of, you know, people that have jobs behind the scenes, you know, for a league like the NFL?
Oh, definitely.
Or any sport.
It takes a ton of people to get those sports up and running, right?
Yeah, I've done a caddy for Natalie Gobis. It's amazing how the relationship of a caddy and a golfer never gets promoted. I helped build a new Meadowlands Stadium. You never know. There's like, you know, thousands of people working on this billion-dollar stadium, and at the end of it, all you see is the owner that owns it.
Right, well, right.
You know, so we get behind the scenes and we do the dirty jobs that are done behind the scenes. And I tell you, it's really rewarding to see everyone after every show giving us some kind of gratitude for being there for them. I mean, there are a lot of people out there.
For example, I mean, the construction crew that helped build the new stadium for the Giants. I imagine that those construction workers also, you know, were excited to have a Pro Bowl player in the NFL help them do their jobs and hang out and figure out what it is they do. I mean, that had to be exciting for them.
Well, I hope it could be exciting. But my purpose there is to basically just to make sure that everyone understands that there are people that work day in and day out to allow the pros to be pros. And, you know, that's what the show is basically about. With being with the Dodgers, to being with the IndyCar crew, the pit crew.
All right, slow down. I want to talk
so
about
many people there.
Slow down 1 second. I want to talk about these a little bit more in depth. You were a bat boy for the Dodgers.
I was a bat boy for the Dodgers. I had to wash Kent's car. I had to shop for the boys. I went to Costco to shop for the dugout crew.
Right.
I haven't been to Costco in like 10 years. You know, so that was an experience in itself.
That's got to be, and it's also I don't want to say the word subservient, but it's also a pretty kind of a anyone could do the bat boy job kind of a thing. Did the players live it up? Did the baseball players go, yeah, wash my car and go get me stuff just to kind of torture you? Or was it just regular everyday work?
Oh, you know that there's going to be some hazing.
Sure.
Right. There's definitely going to be some hazing having me come in there. I mean, I definitely have to be one of the bigger bat boys in the world.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, a lot of times it's a kid or somebody younger or whatever.
Junior, after being a star for so long in the NFL and being in the spotlight, did it give you an appreciation that you didn't have before doing this show about the role that other people play in the organization in different kinds of sports?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because throughout my 20-year career, I've always embraced my trainers, you know, my ball boys, my field crew, and those guys are friends of mine still. And this is a chance for me to give back to them and give them homage for the things in which I've been blessed with for 20 years. So, yeah, there is a relationship. It is relevant that I'm part of the show.
Just tuning in, we have Junior Seau on the phone, and we're talking about his new show, Sports Jobs with Junior. You were an equipment manager for the Washington Capitals.
Yes.
What did that entail exactly?
That entailed, you know, sharpening skates, taking up, you know, obviously their sticks, the pucks, cleaning up the locker room, laundry. I haven't done laundry in
right.
like years.
But there had to be a moment where you go, I'm doing laundry. What am I doing?
There were a lot of scenes that were a first time for me. But, you know, and taking that locker room and going on an away trip to the to Boston to play the Bruins was something neat because they work during the night while everyone is sleeping.
Wow.
And so by the time the players get ready to, you know, obviously go to the ballpark, everything's in the locker, they're ready to go, and, you know, they try to do everything outside of the game so those guys can just think about the sport.
Did you ever mess up and they started yelling at you? You know, Ovechkin's like, come on, get with it.
I mess up like every minute of the show.
All right, that's
the funny thing about it.
An IndyCar pit crew member.
Yes.
What part of the pit crew were you?
I was changing the tires. And the interesting thing about the pit crew is that they live through 7 seconds. They have 7 seconds to do their jobs. And getting over the wall, taking over the tire, taking the tire off, putting the tire on, and then pulling the tire that they aren't using, throw it back over the wall, and getting back over the wall in 7 seconds. And they can really dictate whether or not the racer or the driver can win or lose the race.
Do they drill and drill and drill and drill like with cars, you know, not in a race condition where they go, okay, got to get faster, let's go, people?
Yeah, well, they practice it. Now, obviously, they have a skill that a lot of folks just don't have. And that includes me. I mean, I got in there. I probably drilled a tire on and off in like 25 seconds.
Yeah, right. But you have the advantage, Junior. You don't need a jack. You can just lift the car up and take the tire off. So you got that going for you. Probably save some time there.
Yeah, I definitely can do the jack part. But those guys deserve every bit of the payments or the credit in which they're receiving because it's a tough job to do.
Junior, now that you've been looking at these other careers, and let's face it, you're probably closer to the end of your career than the beginning in the NFL. Have you given any thoughts about what you'd like to do once you hang up the cleats and the helmet?
Well, I basically want to continue on with the show because I think there's such a great concept with dealing with people and educating people through my show. Hopefully we can sign on another season and carry that through with Versus. But other than that, I'm just going to surf and take it one day at a time. I love surfing and being in San Diego, watching the kids grow and you know, packing coolers, cutting up oranges and going to volleyball games with my daughter. I mean, that's exciting to me.
Yeah, sounds like a nice life.
And one last question, the Professional Bull Riders event, what did you do there?
I was a rodeo clown and a rodeo, the bullfighter.
Rodeo clown.
Yes, you know, the rodeo clown has to entertain, obviously, the momentum of the ring. And, you know, while they're getting suited up, someone has to keep them entertained.
Right.
And at the same time, you know, being a rodeo fighter, you have to step in between the rider and the bull.
And the guy gets thrown off, and then the bull's going for him. You step in between the bull and the rider, and then you take the bull's attention away. That seems like that's a dangerous job.
It is a dangerous job. And you know, the funny thing about it is that we all laugh at the rodeo clown. Well, that rodeo clown, let me just tell you, after, you know, shooting the show, he saved lives. And it's just sad to see that the reputation in which the rodeo clown may have. And, you know, after shooting that show, it's definitely going to put them in a different light.
All right, so it's called Sports Jobs with Junior Seau. Did you say there was a show tomorrow night where they're going to give us an advanced screening?
Yeah, we're going to have a sneak preview tomorrow night on Versus at 11 o'clock, and it premieres December 2nd.
Fantastic. And,
all right.
Junior, you're the best. Thanks for coming on the show. We totally appreciate it, and good luck this season.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man. Bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5 minutes till 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat, and then immediately following that, a little band by the name of Them Crooked Vultures in studio.
We're done.
Wow.
Very excited about that. What's going on, Ralph?
It's on!
What's on?
The battle between Adam Lambert and Gene Simmons.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder who could win that.
Adam Lambert drops his new CD today. It's called Where's My Eyeshadow? Oh, hold on, I got it here someplace. It's called For Your Entertainment. Adam Lambert's new CD. He's talking about his new CD and his feud with Gene Simmons in an upcoming issue of Rolling Stone magazine, where he addresses Gene Simmons' comments about Adam's homosexuality from earlier in the year. Apparently, Gene Simmons said that it was a mistake on Lambert's part to disclose his homosexuality while doing American Idol. it was going to hurt his career. And so Adam says, Gene Simmons spouted something that he thought I'd ruin my career by coming out. He's obnoxious. And what a hypocrite. All he talks about is his sex life. He was being a dick. And he's not the greatest singer. I guess he's a good businessman. I'll give him that. So now we're waiting to see if Gene comes back with any comments of his own.
You could understand Gene's point, though, is that if you want to be commercially successful, at least in the past, that has been kind of a dangerous road to go. But on the other hand, I mean, really, did he need to announce anything? Adam Lambert? I mean,
no.
It was a foregone conclusion.
Right. I mean, that was really
It was confirming what we all knew, basically.
Which I kind of admire.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, I think, really, in this day and age, it is kind of refreshing where someone can just say, that's what it is,
it's
and
not
let's not
deal.
Make a big deal out of it. And, of course, I'm gay, and let's just move on.
Adam Lambert made Clay Aiken look like he was Gene Simmons. I mean, that was...
Now, Aiken, for example, was a guy who desperately tried to hide the fact that he was gay, which I thought was sort of tragic and sad. Meanwhile, Adam Lambert's out there going, hello, world! And just seems like a lot more fun. I'd like to hang out with Adam Lambert. I wouldn't want to hang out with Clay Aiken. And by hang out, I mean have sex.
Right, of course. Yes.
What?
What? Gene, you really think it was a bad idea for Adam Lambert to come out
I
like
do.
That?
I do. I think in the flyover states, they're not going to take too kindly to a man who's that openly gay.
Right.
But he is a very talented singer. I'll give him that.
Well,
he has a very, very versatile throat.
That's good.
Lisa May.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Spit. You don't even have to go into
that's all
it anymore.
We really needed.
Lisa May, spit. And just back off.
Let's encourage that.
Gene Simmons doesn't even bother trying to do the whole bit anymore.
Usually he does the setup, and then he does the punchline, and then he does the over-explaining punchline.
I know,
right.
But
can't get him to
some
shut
people
up.
May not know what spin means before he leaves.
Take that up with Gene, dude.
Yeah, I will take it up with Gene. We're going to have a conversation. Tila Tequila is still pursuing her lawsuit against NFL star Sean Merriman. We were just talking to Junior Seau of the formerly of the Chargers, now Sean Merriman in the news.
Mm-hmm.
The DA down in San Diego County declined to file criminal charges. Remember when she claimed that Sean Merriman beat her up?
Right.
He said he was just trying to restrain her from getting her into her car because she had been drinking. Well, now she's going the civil lawsuit route. As you can imagine, she is claiming in this new civil lawsuit that Sean grabbed her, shook her like a rag doll, threw her down, and choked her during an argument last September.
Wow. It doesn't seem like it's going to help that the authorities said there's not enough proof or whatever, and they didn't charge him.
Well, they're very different levels of
proving
proof
right.
When it comes to the civil and the leak and the criminal.
But that can't help, I wouldn't think. I mean,
no, she does have photos of her arms being bruised, but that doesn't necessarily mean that his story isn't correct, in which he was saying he was trying to restrain her.
Right.
But Tila says that he has a bad temper and a drug problem, and he humiliated me because of my bisexuality.
What?
Oh, stop it with
Who
the bisexuality,
do that?
Will you please?
What?
You humiliated yourself when you went on MTV and said, hey, I'm bisexual. Let's make it a game
Let's
show.
Do a show twice.
Yes. Oh, you didn't shake her hard enough, Sean. That's the other thing I'll say. If I was on that jury, see, well, you had her down and you were choking and you didn't finish the job? Guilty! And I would send him right to jail.
That's why you wouldn't be on that jury.
Well, okay.
There's something wrong with that child. You just don't say things like that.
And there may finally be an advantage to being married to Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Yeah. Katie Holmes looks like will be one of the co-stars of the fourth installment of Mission Impossible.
Oh.
Really?
Tom is coming back to play, once again, Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible 4. And apparently he wants the missus to co-star as the female villain of the piece. Oh, she's scary, that Katie Holmes.
She sure is.
I can see her as an evil mastermind. Okay, so it's like going to be really a tough mission for you, and yeah.
I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay! Go see my new movie! I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay!
It's his quote. Heather Lockley returns to Melrose Place today.
Yeah.
The greatest birthday present I've ever had. So excited.
Amanda Woodward.
Says a lot of bad things about your birthday.
I know. Speaking of birthdays, let's take a look and see who has one today, shall we? Martin Scorsese is 67 years old today. Danny DeVito celebrates his 65th birthday. Dylan Walsh, very talented actor from Nip Tuck, turns 46. Supermodel, actress, all-around good gal, Daisy Fuentes is 43. She looks great for 43.
She does.
She's diabolical. We got to get a
Something
new
wrong
bell.
Was it?
Guys,
you know what? You've had the bell for 10 years, been fine. You have to start ringing the bell. All of a sudden, it's
No, it's not Kevin's fault. It's all in the striking. It takes some practice.
Well, then it's my fault.
Give him a day.
Then it is Kevin's fault if he can't strike it right.
That's one of the many things
trained.
I can't do right.
That's the problem.
It takes a while.
It's not trained in license.
The bell had granola bars.
I can do it. I'll practice.
That was bad.
I'll practice.
Okay. Right. Daisy Fuentes is 43.
Better?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, nah?
It sounds kind of muted. It sounds kind of... That's horrible. No, you're wrong. Sophie Marceau from Braveheart is 43 years old today.
I'm more of a cowbell type of guy.
Well, these women... Leslie Bibb from ER and Popular is 36 years old. Rachel McAdams.
Oh.
A lot of smoking hot girls on my birthday, by the way.
I'm
happy to share it with them. She is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Today's the day. Been
yes.
looking forward to for a long time. You got your Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters on drums. You got Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age and Eagles of Death Metal. And you have John Paul Jones, one of the founding members of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And they formed Them Crooked Vultures.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
It seems a long time coming for me. I don't know how long it seems like for you guys, but little pieces of information on the website. Oh, Josh's wife said this. Oh, Taylor said this. I don't know what's happening. Oh,
Jones said this.
Jones said this. There's a lot of info out there, but it's finally here today. The CD is out. Them Crooked Vultures. That's the name of it. Tell us what we need to know about it. Josh? Don't look at Dave.
You're saying that because I'm early.
Yeah.
On a rare moment, I'm early
today.
You
got the smart water as well.
Josh was early and very upset that he was early. He does not enjoy it.
Well, we had quite a show last night. Well, you know, the thing is... But I'll say this. I was the only one that stayed up all night, and that's why I'm still awake.
All right.
Imagine that, playing through.
All right, Them Crooked Vultures. Let's start with if you guys don't mind, I know you've probably told this story a bunch of times, but medieval times, the blind date situation, when it all happened.
It's starting to become... known to people that know about us that Dave had a birthday at medieval times, and that's where he introduced Jones and I.
But put you honestly, next to each other,
yeah, sitting next to each other in front of the Blue Knight corner, which
your paper crowns and all.
No, I brought the one I have at my house.
Okay,
why? What have you heard? And but honestly, if you think back in rock history, most of the great bands started at medieval times. So
I can't think of any.
We started in medieval times.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, we need a rim shot.
Yowza.
Now, my first thought when I heard that was, no way, because medieval time blows. That was my first
What are you talking about?
Unless you're
the drummer speaks.
Headphone volume for Josh down.
Everything I do is too loud.
Unless you're really drunk. That seems like...
Dave,
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so you
I wasn't smoking weed in the men's room at 2 a.m. I don't know what you're
like the blue.
No one asked. All right, so you were at medieval times. This is when they meet. This is when you're trying to orchestrate the whole thing, right?
Well, it's sort of all just I didn't plan it that way. It just happened that way, in that we started talking about this around the time of my 40th birthday party at Medieval Times in Anaheim, California.
And then when you told them Medieval Times, did they go,
well, you know, I
no.
Well, I invited Josh because I knew that he would come, but I invited John because I thought I should invite John.
Right.
And but then he actually came.
You didn't think that he would show up. So you guys got on famously and you just went
until
to
now.
Yeah.
Right this second.
I put we did a seating chart and made sure the two of them sat together and had their
and you were watching them like a proud parent? Like, if it was a blind date?
I was watching the show, man.
Well, yeah, if your parents wasted, has a crown and a shield and sword. Yeah.
He's eating a whole chicken with his hand.
Yeah, smoking dope in the men's room. and making you eat something called dragon's breath soup.
You guys get together, you think, hey, this is going to be great. Let's go to your studio, I think, Josh, and let's jam and see how it turns out. And
yeah, my little place, Pink Duck, is just, it's nondescript. You would never know it's there. Even when you're in their recording, oftentimes you don't know it's there.
All right.
I kept saying, where am I? Yeah.
I go, I don't know.
And did you pick an existing song to just kind of start playing, or did you just start jamming on?
Well, unbeknownst to many people, we are not a cover band.
You're not. And you're not going to. Your plan is to never play Queens, Foos, Zep, nothing?
We're a new modern rock band. We just don't sound like other rock bands, you know? I think it might be a little disrespectful, honestly. You know, these other bands are what they are, and we are not.
Tell people who haven't heard it yet what they can expect. To me, it's kind of Queens of the Stone Age a little more because of Josh's guitar and singing, and you know, Songs for the Deaf maybe.
Well, maybe I think that people will be they'll know that it's us,
right?
As individuals, you know, Josh is playing guitar and singing,
right?
I'm playing drums. John's playing bass. That's kind of what you should expect. That, honestly, I think that's what it sounds like, you know? And the songwriting process, you know, we all contributed as much as we could or as much as we had. And Josh wrote all the lyrics. And, you know, we tried to make it a collaborative thing.
Who gets disrespected the most in the songwriting process?
Drummer.
But honestly, that's just really deliberate.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because.
Just because you're the drummer?
I mean, I think what you had is a room where three people genuinely interested in what the other person had to play and had to say. And so it was very egoless. And you know, if you start saying, what should we do and how should we, if you start theorizing a little too hard, it gets a little up its own ass.
There's no decision-making process? Like when it came down to the band name. Was that the only one? Did you have to vote?
We took the only one that wasn't taken.
That one? Okay.
It turns out every single band name, regardless of how esoteric or clever you believe it is taken by a jam band in French Canada that's never played a show.
Okay. All right. So none of them were available.
Has a MySpace page.
Yeah.
So we're playing Newfang. Tell us what we need to know about that.
And the studio's a buzz. I don't know if you noticed that afterwards.
Everybody was so excited.
I know. It was very cool.
I was.
How did you pick Newfang?
I don't remember. I think that was the one everyone sort of just gravitated to.
There was a couple we brought it down to, I think.
Yeah.
That and Mind Eraser as well.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like the one.
Yeah.
Mind Eraser is my other favorite one. And the first one, No One Loves Me and Neither Do I.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, there's a little rug pull going on we were talking about up front there.
Oh, my God. You guys, you know, because it's the first track on the album, and you start listening, you go, okay, this is great. Oh, this is great. And you kind of get lulled to sleep. For about 2 minutes and 45 seconds exactly.
I love the way you put that. That was very good.
And then you go, and then it comes in and you go, what?
That's when we kick your ears in the balls.
I'd like to play a little clip of that, if you don't mind, just for people so that they know what I'm talking about. This is No One Loves Me and Neither Do I, right at about 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow.
That's it for me right there. I'm in.
What's going on with your light show?
I don't know. There's a blue light going
God
on.
Says yes.
God is
God, it's me, David.
I approve of that riff, is what God's saying.
Oh, good. Thank you, God.
God approved. Kid tested.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so my point is, you know, it sounded great before that, and then when that kicks in, you go, wow.
You know, you try to reach and stretch and try to do something classic. Doesn't mean you make it there, but you try. This is definitely a band that hasn't really been resting on anything. You know, workaholics unite, you know.
How many shows have you played? You played 17, 18, something like that?
Since 13, 14, I think.
13, 14?
Yeah.
Since the first one.
Which all of a sudden doesn't sound like
we're starting to get pretty good, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Just now?
Last couple shows were pretty good.
Yeah.
Last night really was the best.
Last night, I got to say, was the peak.
Right.
Of our career.
And then tonight at the Wiltern.
It's going to explode.
You're going to bring it.
Yeah, we imploded last night, and tonight we're going to explode.
Explode. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to play a bunch of your songs. The next song we're going to play is Mind Eraser.
Yes. Let's do that.
We're going to do that. We'll take a quick break. Them Crooked Vultures is in the studio, and we will be right. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Brand new music from Them Crooked Vultures. CDs in stores today called Mind Eraser No Chaser. And it is 7:25. We've got Them Crooked Vultures in the studio. Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters, Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, and John Paul Jones, one of the founding members of Led Zeppelin. You smell something?
Smells like rock and roll.
Okay. Okay, just a second. Tell me about the first show in August in Chicago at Lollapalooza. You did it at the Metro.
Yeah.
That was the very first one you guys ever played?
That was the first one.
And just gelled right away. Great fun. A little nerve-wracking.
Well, you know what? We rehearsed a bunch to make sure that we were great.
Right.
And to get everything really tight. And then the shows after that, the next couple of weeks, we did shows in Europe and festivals and stuff. And I started having more fun the looser it got. So as the shows, as we got a little more relaxed and more comfortable, the looser it gets, the more I like it. Because we get to play around within the parameters of the song, the arrangements.
Now, most
Gleep Gorp,
the parameters of the song.
Most of the bands that we have, especially when they come into play, or they play a show or whatever, they're lucky to get through it as it's on the CD. They're not good enough to,
Well, that's what all those backing tracks are
extend
for,
it man. And all that stuff. Are you guys going to do longer versions? Are you going to jam a little bit
that's
more?
That's so weird, man. That's so weird. You know, a couple of years ago, I watched the MTV Video Awards, and almost no one played. It was so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, we're having fun sort of breaking down our stuff and changing it in the moment.
As you go.
Because we all play our instruments.
That does make it a little easier, and you're all pretty good at it.
What's this string thing over here?
So you'll do longer versions?
Some of the songs are stretching out already.
They are.
Beginning to stretch out. But even songs that kind of remain as they were get played differently. There's different phrasings. And
every night?
Yeah, pretty much.
John Paul, you play every instrument known to man. Which ones do you play in this band? You play the bass.
Yeah.
You play the keyboards.
Yeah.
You play the ukulele here? I don't know what you play in this band.
No,
what have you played?
What do I play in this band? I played a bit of steel guitar, slide guitar, mandolin, bass mandolin, 12-string basses. What else? I don't know. Percussion.
Bass mandocello.
Yeah. Mandocello.
I just love saying that.
I can't tell if that's a real instrument or you're just...
Mandocello? Yeah, I said
isn't that like an after dinner drink? What is that?
I don't know if it is or not, but I'll have one.
To do that, yeah.
Now let me ask you guys about the bigness of this band, because it seems like you've gone out of your way to kind of be secretive and not stoke the fire too much, because things can get, as you all know, too big and not fun.
Well, that hype machine is kind of gross, but that's not even the point. I think it's. In music today, a little bit of the secret and the surprise has been taken away, a touch of that. And it's really nice to have the opportunity to make it about music. And we just did a whole tour of the States where nobody that in attendance knew one stitch of music.
As a fan, most of the time that sucks, by the way. But also,
this was great. For what we do and the way that we do it live, you had a club or a theater filled with people who'd never experienced something like that before.
Right.
Like they were all showing up because they were fans of maybe one of our bands. And they were experiencing for the first time something new. And, for us to see jaws dropping and kids getting really excited, kids laughing, like we would crescendo into some crazy part of a jam, and you'd look out and you'd just see this, you'd see a kid looking at you like, oh my God, I've never seen that before. And then in Toronto, the audience started chanting, holy it was a holy or holy holy holy
that's a hell of a chant.
It was great, man. So that's made this whole thing really special to me.
Especially the first show, where, they hadn't even heard any YouTube or any of that phone stuff.
Nothing's been out there.
Nothing at all.
That's such
but then
a cool
when you
moment.
Think of it, they can, groove is familiar and excitement is familiar. When, oh, wow, this is something. And so it's not like, you know, it was completely alien.
If you're lucky enough to get to do that, you really should do that. You shouldn't rest on some pedigree of what you've done or something. You should really push hard. Rock and roll sounds great when it's lean and hungry, has no family, and is ready to roll, you know?
Was there any part of any of the three of you that went, you know what?
Well, it was way too heavy,
that was
actually,
good.
Sorry. I'm proud of you for that.
Have some more smart water.
That's a good one.
Was there any part of the three of you that went, we are well known for being in bands or whatever, and if we can't make this work, you know, what's wrong with us?
Absolutely.
Was there that kind of
pressure?
Yeah,
if the three of us couldn't come up with something.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think after the first jam, the first time we jammed after that medieval time we had, and I felt like, wow, the pressure is already on 100% because it was, in some reasons, it was a way to be secretive because if it doesn't sound at least kind of good, why is that? It's almost damning in a way.
Right, and you don't want to tell anyone.
My fault.
Yeah,
drummer.
It's always drummer.
Yeah.
All right, Them Crooked Vultures is here. The new CD is out today. It's called Them Crooked Vultures, and we will take a quick break and come back on the Kevin and Bean Show. That is brand new music from Them Crooked Vultures, who we have in the studio with us this morning. The CD is out today. Josh, were you worried? I read an interview, and I don't know. I can never tell when you're kidding or when you're being serious. That you were worried about Jones thinking you're a little out there.
Well, I'm
at the beginning.
Clearly, I'm the crazy one.
Well, I don't know. Look to your left.
No. I don't think I said that. I think what's important is that, especially in the beginning, is sort of articulating to each other why we're all there, you know, and also, you know, doing things like singing and writing lyrics is about being as vulnerable as you can, and every year that goes on, I want to be more and more vulnerable, but there are situations that are tough too. And I think when you're just getting to know somebody and you're holding a song called Mind Eraser, No Chaser, and you've never sang it, you don't know if you like it.
Right.
And your relationship is new. That is about as vulnerable as you can get.
A little scary.
You know? Yes. It's,
do you
it's
sing scary. It and then kind of glance around
it,
and go?
Okay. I sang it and came in with my head down, basically, like, you know.
Like you're ready to get kicked?
Well, but, you know, no one kicks me harder than I kick myself. That's why I do it every morning, you know. But really, I think those moments are where Jones and I really got to know each other. And Dave was out like jumping around the world or something.
Dave, you do some vocals too, but you're mainly the drummer in this.
A little
band.
Bit.
You like that?
Yeah, again? I wanted it to be that way. Yeah. You know, Josh tried to sort of coax me into doing a little more vocals, but I like playing the drums, man. And I like what, the backup vocals that I sing. John sings backup vocals too, and I like doing that. Even when we first started jamming, I never thought that I would be doing.
You were looking for
many
to
vocals
just
on
play
this.
Play the drums.
Yeah.
Tell us about tonight at the Wiltern.
Tonight's going to be awesome. It's going to be
even
better than last night. I don't know. That's hard to say because last night.
Still tickets available. Call her 4800.
I don't think there are any tickets available. Okay, actually,
that's
if you don't mind my saying,
let's take some calls.
38 after 48 in the hour.
All right, let's talk about the tour after tonight. Wiltern, you're going to where? Seattle, Oakland.
We
a few places like that.
That's where we go.
Oakland, Seattle,
and then in December,
Portland.
December, we go over Arkansas. We go over to Europe,
Germany, England,
Belgium.
How many?
Actually, it turns out we're really huge in Belgium
already,
which, you know, feels pretty good.
We're big in France, but as another name, a name we hadn't thought of.
Yeah,
Le Petit Pois.
The little peas.
I like it.
Yeah. I think we should. Can we change the artwork and just put, or should we sticker the album with that? I think we should. I like that name.
Just send it in peas.
They started chanting that when we played in Paris. Remember that? At the festival?
Yeah, the reason is, I can see him looking very, very worried about this. The reason is that we were actually booked in a lot of festivals without the promoter knowing who he was booking.
Is that right?
Because we were keeping it secret.
Right.
And so we were booked under vegetable names for some reason.
Right, you got to pick something, I guess.
For some reason.
That was pretty.
Did the promoters? It seems like it would be hard to get them to go along without knowing something.
You'd think.
No?
But we did what we had is we had our,
something.
We had our agent Pinky swear.
All right.
That it was going to be good stuff.
Yeah.
And so we were the turn-ups in one.
The turn-ups?
Yeah. And then in France, we were La Petite Pois.
Is it going to be kind of nice to not be playing cat and mouse games like that anymore, or were you just kind of enjoying it?
That was fun, man. Yeah,
I love P.T. Barnum and stuff like that, and so I'm going to miss them days.
It was pretty fun. Well, you know, it's funny now that the album comes out today that we'll start doing shows and people will know the songs.
They'll be singing along with you and all that.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking maybe we should just play a completely different song.
There you go.
Write 13 new ones.
Yeah. Real quick.
You have a fourth member that plays with you. It's Alan.
Al, yeah.
He plays with you at all the live shows?
He's the good one.
He's the good one,
actually.
Yeah.
He's the token
musician.
Yeah. The level-headed one. Yeah, Alan Johannes, who's just an amazing local musician who, you know, I've been stealing from for years. And
he was in that band 11.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just incredible. I mean, it's tough to find something he can't do well, you know. So that's why we're hard at work to try to find something.
Yeah, do you keep him like hidden behind something, or does he get to actually come out and be seen? And
he's actually been behind multiple screens.
Is that right?
Yeah, where we project other rock icons.
It's funny. I mean, you know, we started working on this record, I guess, in January. Or February. January or February.
Yeah.
And then how long did it take?
Well, we just sort of finished it, I guess, in...
Well, that's,
I mean, we mastered and whatever.
It's been finished since
it's
August.
It's on and off basically all year. And so, but I look forward to going into the studio, and I look forward to every time we hit record. I was really excited, you know.
I'll tell you, some of those clips I saw on YouTube of you guys in the studio, it just looked like you were just having a ball.
It was great, man.
Really?
And it was, you know, and it kept getting better and better and better. So every song we'd write would be cooler than the last. So we could have stayed in there for like 5 years, man.
It felt like we were actually really hitting a stride, but we had enough songs where we had to stop. Right. But I really wanted to stay in there. I know these guys want to stay in there too.
There's a certain amount of just no pressure of any outside and just jamming and having fun.
Something happens where when you have some songs that you really like, the pressure goes away and you just connect. All of a sudden it's like a big open gaping art hole. You know?
Ew.
That's a good band name.
Who arted?
That's what you should go with.
Yeah, I don't know what'll happen next time, but it's going to be fun.
There is no plan.
Yeah.
That seems difficult. That seems like there is no plan.
It's been my whole life. Come on.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean,
but honestly, it sounds difficult, but it's not, because you just kind of stay in the moment, really, and you enjoy the moment, and it justifies new moments. This overthinking and trying to Nostradamus our way through stuff, it doesn't make sense, because it's funner to just say, let's head this direction, let's go south.
And, for now.
And then anything within that parameter is fine, you know? That's why I was saying, we'll do this till it makes sense, and then we'll stop.
Them Crooked Vultures in the studio, very excited about the new CD. Dave Grohl, Josh Homme, John Paul Jones. The new CD is out today. Tonight you play the Wiltern. Very, very excited to have you guys in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:56. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I have shocking, shocking news. I take you to London, England.
Do that again. I didn't have it up loud.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong with the machine?
Try it again.
There we go. Now we're in London, England. Amy Winehouse hospitalized last night in London.
Ooh. For being too healthy?
After, wait for it, some cold medicine she was taking interacted harshly with her prescription medication that she's taking for her recovery.
Really?
On. That's what her people are saying.
I know, but come on. Come on.
See, she took some cold medicine. She was already on prescription medicine.
You liar!
That was making her healthy, and then the reaction put her in the hospital.
Why do they bother?
Lisa,
I don't even understand that.
Why don't you see the truth, which is that she had an interaction with some cold medicine?
Is there anyone on earth that doesn't know she's a complete drug addict and an alcoholic?
You are so cynical.
I'm so judgmental.
That is absolutely not true.
You are callous. Heather Locklear on Melrose Place tonight. Oh.
Yeah, you're by yourself on that
Band
one.
Is back. It's so great.
Yeah.
Ken Ober, host of MTV's Remote Control in the 1980s, very popular show on MTV, has passed away.
The LA Times says he was found dead in his home on Sunday, the age of 52. Cause of death is unknown. But apparently the police are currently looking to interview. Would have been so much funnier if I could think of the guy's name.
Michael Jackson's doctor's name?
No, the guy who hosted Singled Out on MTV. Who used to have
Chris
a career.
Hardwick. Chris Hardwick, that's it. Would have been funny.
Would have been good. Yeah. Rachel McAdams, who shares a birthday with me today, says she never wanted to be a big-time actress. You know what her original goal was?
What?
Figure skater.
Well, it wasn't at all for all of us, really.
Wanted to be a professional figure skater. But she had to quit because of her nerves.
Her nerves?
She said she suffered from such stage fright when she used to hit the ice rink that she would forget her routine. She would be so panicked, so nervous, that she would forget parts of her routine. Could never get it down.
Wow.
So she had to give all that up, instead of being a big-time, high-paid movie actress.
Yeah, I think it's probably better for her.
Poor girl. How will she ever survive? And yesterday, the Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from a group of American, Native Americans who are claiming the name of the Washington Redskins is offensive. This is the end of a 17-year court battle, by the way, between a group of Native Americans who want the Redskins to change their name. But the Supreme Court said, nope, not interested. So apparently they've lost. Once again, the white man takes from the red man, leaving nothing but destruction and smallpox behind. Thank you very much. From my people, we say, screw you, white man. Yeah, I'm talking to you with the big head and the bleach blonde hair.
You're not
white
you're not
man.
Native American.
You white man.
I'm glad to see people like that fail, because I think they're making a huge deal out of nothing. So, oh well.
Wow.
Yep.
See,
I said
you know what it's like to grow up on the reservation in poverty, man. Just eking out, just waiting for a little check from the casino to come by.
I know what it's like to hit the hookah pipe. Is that the same?
No, it's not the same. All right. And Tobey Maguire is just like Spider-Man. Of course, he played it in three films. Looks like he's going to be starring in a fourth.
Emo Spider-Man from the last one? Or?
Star Magazine says he was walking down the street, and a kid said, help me, my kitten is up a tree, stuck up a tree. So what did Spidey do?
Don't even continue.
He climbed up the tree and rescued the cute little kitten and brought it back down for the child. That's what Tobey Maguire did. He's better than you.
I'd be more impressed if he took it out with a BB gun.
Oh, see, man?
That's a cat.
That's why you're not Spider-Man.
That's exactly right.
It's a kitten. It's a kitten.
It's going to grow into a cat.
I know, but at the kitten stage, they're cute. I'm okay with kittens.
All right.
I hate cats, but I love kittens.
Meow.
Make that cute little noise.
Yeah, they do.
Today's celebrity birthday is Gordon Lightfoot. He gave us The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. How will we ever forgive him?
Worst song ever.
He's 71 years old today. The good news is he'll be dead soon. Martin Scorsese is 67. He's a good director. He does good work.
Turns out he knows what he's doing.
Lorne Michaels, producer for Saturday Night Live for like 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Is 65 years old. Danny DeVito is also 65. Dylan Walsh from Nip Tuck is 46. Daisy Fuentes. Ooh. Speaking of MTV, she is 43 years old today. What show did she start on MTV? What was her big break? Do you remember?
No.
I probably should have brought that up without the answer.
Mm-mm. Email Ralph at he loves.
Was she just a VJ? Could that have been it? I thought she was on one of those shows. I thought she hosted one of those shows.
She was on one of those shows.
House of Style? I'm going to
throw
that out there.
Nope. Anyone in the other room helping us out?
This is just speculation, but I think she started doing that like summer beach house deal or spring break deal. She was just a VJ that would be out in a bikini.
Really?
But
I thought she was on one of like the game shows or something like that. That's what I thought.
You hold on.
All right, get to work on that second, Mike, while I do the other birthdays. Anyway, Daisy Fuentes is 43 years old today, as is Sophie Marceau from Braveheart, who's beautiful as well. Leslie Bibb from ER and Popular is 36. Rachel McAdams, as I mentioned, is 31 years old today. Isaac Hanson of Hanson is 29 years old today, and I do celebrate my birthday today.
Ralph,
so we got a lot in common.
Happy birthday, Ralph.
Yeah, great man.
Okay, let's see. Daisy Fuentes, born November 17th, 1966, in Havana, Cuba.
Yeah, we don't need
that. She was the first Latina VJ on MTV.
All right.
That's how she got her start. So I guess she was just a VJ. Now we know. Look how hot she is.
Yeah.
That's a good look right there.
Yes, it is.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Spencer Pratt in the studio now.
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. Uh-huh. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
All of that is gospel, kid.
Most of that, I'm guessing, not true.
Looking good, Chief. Let me just say, it's been a while since I've seen you.
Thanks.
You're looking good. You've been in the gym or something?
Sure.
Yeah, it looks swole.
Sure.
And Linda over here.
That's Lisa.
How you doing, sweetie pie?
I'm fine, Spencer.
How you doing, cutie butt? Listen, I have to say, you look like you lost some weight.
Well, I have been working out, but
that's
not
good
for you, Spencer.
No, I just want to say, I just wanted to let
that
you know.
That kind of worries me now.
Yeah. I just want to let you know you look like you lost some weight, and that's great.
All right.
Keep it up.
Well, thank you.
You're far from where you need to be. Keep it up.
Right.
But
I'm not skeletal yet.
You've made some progress, I guess.
You know, like anyone that is, say, over 75 pounds, dude.
I like your hoodie. That's what counts, bud. Is that Jean-Paul Gaultier? All right, Captain.
All right. Now, Spencer, let's talk about your sister, Stephanie.
Poor Stephanie Pratt. Man.
Yeah, she's had a rough time.
First off, she's a dumb bitch. Secondly, I've done everything I can to help this girl, okay? And I think, you know, it's starting to wear a little thin.
Okay? Tell us the story. She was at Heidi's birthday party.
That's right. My beautiful Aryan queen, Heidi, was having her birthday party to celebrate her life, which is essentially a gift to everyone by Jesus Christo up above. How you doing, bud? All right. All right. I'm pointing to the sky.
That's
all right. Jesus Christo.
The sky.
Yeah, see you. Teddy's later. Anyway. It was her birthday.
Teddy's later?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, Jesus and I know
Teddy's?
The bouncer. Well, you know, only it's a very exclusive group of people that chill out at Teddy's. And, you know, she was driving away from she had a couple pops, you know, couple Cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And she got pulled over. It was obviously a setup.
What do you mean
by the people
setup?
Behind the Hills television show?
That's what she was claiming.
Yeah. They were waiting for her, you know, like they would some type of minority.
Really?
And they pulled her over and they gave her a DUI.
But wait, was she driving drunk?
Well, technically, yes.
Okay, so...
But that shouldn't matter.
Of course it should matter. What's
she
wrong with you?
She was in a Land Rover.
Right.
And I don't know if you know this, but in L.A. County, there's an ordinance that says you can get out of all crimes as long as you have a car above $85,000.
I'm going to...
It's true.
I'm going to source you on that.
It's true.
One. If you don't mind, I'm going to source
it's
you on
true.
That.
It's true.
Okay.
Secondly, one of the major benefits of Stephanie getting this DUI is that we've pulled back the layers upon her drug and alcohol problem.
Okay.
And it's been revealed.
You mean we?
We. I'm heading up her team of rehabilitation specialists.
You're not a rehabilitation specialist?
I am. I gave Dr. Drew his first job. We
what
came
are
up
you
together at USC
about?
Medical School.
That's just
where
not
we
true.
Linda, we piped down 1 second and Dr. Drew and I, we both became addiction medicine specialists together at USC Medical School, and I gave him his first job. I actually opened up his first rehabilitation center.
I love Dr. Drew, but I don't
think you're
a
specialist, not only in rehabilitation, but all of the 12 steps for about 12 years now.
Really?
And I just used that experience, that knowledge to help my sister into getting into a rehab facility right now and to start on the way to a healthy lifestyle because
now, when
she was drinking a lot, Kevin, and that's not healthy.
When Ralph did the Showbiz Beat and he told us this story, you weren't involved in it at all. She got a DUI and the judge told her to go to rehab.
Listen, when it comes to helping people with their recovery, with their drug and alcohol problems, which I often do day and night, people are calling me 2-3 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Mostly celebrities, because those are the people I run with.
Right.
I try to exclusively hang out with famous people.
So if they're having trouble, like Lindsay Lohan will call you and say, what do I do?
What? No. Not that disgusting fire crotch, D-list fire crotch. I'm talking Brad Pitt, for instance.
Or has never called
the
you.
The Clune Dog.
Has never
call
called
me
you.
Up
and don't have drug and alcohol
and myself,
problems.
That, they don't because I help them.
Now,
that's
the
what
way,
you don't understand. Clune Dog will call me from Lake Como, be hitting up my BlackBerry. I'll be like, bring, bring. Hey, Clune Dog. What's happening?
Clune Dog.
I've been hitting the limoncello a little hard lately, Spence Dog. And I said, listen, step one, admitting you got a problem. Biggity bang, bang.
And you make those noises?
Yeah.
And that helps? All right.
Clune Dog.
So Stephanie has to go to rehab.
She's in rehab right now. Okay. We're taking care of her.
You're not taking care of
her. You've always been mean to her.
You're a dick.
Yeah. I've watched you on the hills. You're horrible to your sister.
What? She deserves it.
What?
Hey.
But you're sounding like you're so helpful. You're such
a great
brother.
She has three strikes against her. She talks a ton.
Right.
She's a woman. She has battled weight problems, okay? And so, look, she's already, she's practically, like, she's practically like a second-class human being,
okay?
Okay.
So, where's the part out of all that where you were helping?
I think the big strike is you, her brother.
Oh, Linda, it's going to be a long day. I'm here to help people. What I do is I help, okay? And I understand I got a lot of haters out there. And if hating's your occupation, you got a full-time job with the Spence dog. But the bottom line is when it comes down to it, I help people. On the day and night, people come up to me and they say, Spencer, I've been hitting the cocaine a little bit too hard. I've been using the smack. You know what I'm saying? The veins, they're filled up with the Peruvian white. And I say, listen, buddy, no way to go.
No one is
that's
asking.
No way to go. Go like Spence Dog. You could be a black belt in jiu-jitsu just like me.
You're not a
you
black
can
belt
do
jiu-jitsu.
It. You could be a top-ranked sommelier. You could be you could be a chainsaw sculptor or a Somali pirate just like Spence Dog.
You're not a
keep
Somali
dreams alive.
Pirate.
But one thing you gotta do is say nope to dope, playa.
All right.
Oh, man.
Are you offering to help our listeners? Is that part of your visit today?
I'm here. If you are out there, you're a Kevin and Bean listener, and you have problems with drugs and alcohol, and you need to turn to the Spence Dog, I'm your shoulder to lean on.
Okay.
I'm getting my hair done later at Jose Hebert on Rodeo Drive.
And what does that have to do with
I don't know, okay. But I thought I'd throw that out there. 1-800 exclusive.
1-800-520-1067 if you're having or you think you might be having some problems with any kind of substance abuse. I guess Spencer is here to help.
That's right.
I guess.
I don't want to be a player no more.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Call now 1-800-520-1067 and we will do Spencer the rehab dispenser when we get back on the Kevin. We have Spencer Pratt in the studio.
That's right. I'm addiction medicine specialist, board certified physician.
You're none of that?
That's true. I helped Dr. Drew get his first job.
You didn't?
I was the bass player in Dr. John.
That's not true either.
I made the recipe for Dr. Pepper.
That didn't, none of that
Spence
happened.
Dog. Zero. Spence Biggity Dog.
So your sister's going to rehab.
You're right.
You're claiming that you were an integral part of that, that you were helping. You're part
of
the
team. I headed up the team.
Please.
It was myself. Cesar Milan.
What?
He's the dog whisperer.
Pedro Martinez.
Okay.
And
it's a strange team.
The guy who drives the taco truck on La Cienega in Santa Monica.
What's his role in the team?
He makes some great carne asada tacos.
All right. Well, it is time for Spencer the Rehab Dispenser.
Spencer the Rehab Dispenser! 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 Spencer the Rehab Dispenser!
This is so stupid.
All right. So we're going to take your calls. 1-800.
I have to say, first things first. Yes. Linda?
Lisa?
Is that sweater Armani?
No.
Because I like it.
It's not.
All
but
right.
Thank
we'll
you.
Deal with that later.
And you don't like
right.
it now?
And we'll talk to my stylist.
All right. 1-800-520-1067 is the number if you think you might have a problem with any kind of substance abuse. Apparently, Spencer is here to help, to rescue you. So let's begin with Liz. Hi, Liz.
Go ahead.
Good.
Hey,
thank
Liz.
You.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I love you guys. I've been listening to you for years.
Thanks. I'm glad you love me. All right.
Anyways, yeah, born and raised in L.A., and
good baby doll.
I definitely have an addiction to marijuana, to pot. I can't stop. I mean, especially in L.A., it's everywhere. One of my friends owns a cannabis club, and I just can't escape it.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that's tough.
Liz, you sound white, which means that this is a very important problem, because I need to save you.
you only save white people?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, I love everybody.
All shapes,
creeds, and colors.
It doesn't matter what color she is.
Okay. First things first. How much do you weigh, Liz?
That is none of your business.
Yeah, what does that have to do
with it? It's very important because here's my deal. Liz, if you're smoking marijuana a lot, what you could do is take Sudafed all day. Just eat them like candy. And your heart rate will be very high. And a lot of people think that marijuana is a depressant. And in fact, it is. It does put you down in the mood a little bit. But it makes your heart rate go crazy. So if you were to mix the two, you might die. That will motivate you to not smoke as much pot because you don't want to die. And also,
that is the worst advice I've ever heard.
You'll probably shave off a few pounds.
Oh.
Hey, 80 Sudafed is like $3. Just go down to your local Costco. Liz. I'm sure you can. Even you can afford that. You're not balling like the Spence dog, Lita. Liz. Just go down to your Costco, get yourself some Sudafed,
don't do that, Liz.
Them all day. Hey, that way you cannot smoke weed.
You don't mind if I say this, I hope, Spencer, but you should probably double check that advice with anyone else.
You know, they won't let you buy more than two Sudafed at a time because
that's right, because they're concerned that you might be making meth. What you need to do is maybe pay a bum to do it for you and just go to separate drug stores. I'm saying if you eat 75, 30 milligram Sudafed a day,
you'll die.
You'll be fine.
That's a
you'll
horrible
be fine.
You're
basically- you'll be fine. Next call, Captain.
All right.
Next
call.
Spencer, the rehab dispenser!
All right. Thank you for the call, but don't do any of what he just
said.
God,
no.
All right, let's go to David. Hi, David. Timing. Timing. Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
You're on with Spencer.
Hey, Spencer, what's the best way to stop drinking?
Buy a BMW.
What?
What does that have to do with drinking?
Enough said. Next call. Thanks, Captain.
What? I don't even understand that.
That M6s are really nice. Look at those.
Okay. Mandy, hi. Hello, Mandy.
Mandy?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
You're on with Spencer. You have some kind of a substance abuse problem?
Well, absolutely. I can't stop smoking pot.
Wow, again,
I'm smoking all day. I'm smoking. I just went up to the Starbucks and smoked.
Wow.
I mean, I have an exam at 9 o'clock. I'm smoking.
Oh, my gosh.
But should I really get the Sudafed?
No, no, don't do any of that.
I've already spoken on pot addiction. I think that really works well because you will definitely stop smoking weed.
Wait, too. Now I'm making 15 pounds.
How many pounds?
I smoke.
What do you weigh?
I watch TV.
What do you weigh?
Like 140.
Oh, my God. You better be 7 foot two. You better be 7 foot two. Listen to me. We're 7 foot two. Shut your mouth, woman. I'm trying to save lives here. Listen.
I'm spending all my money.
Marissa. Marissa.
$60.
Mandy is her
Marissa.
Name. Mandy is her name.
Cutie pie, listen, okay? Daddy's talking. All right. You already said that you're a big fat pig.
What
please,
is it? She didn't say that.
Please just confirm with me that you are 7 foot four.
Nope, 5'5".
Oh, my God.
That's not good. It's all in the stomach. I'm not 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
It's bad.
We're going to... Listen, I know. I hear you. And I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm not going to pass judgment.
Really?
But what you need to do is get check into a hospital immediately. Okay?
For what?
You have a very serious problem, and I'm concerned for your health. So what you need
Why
to do is check
it. No,
stop.
Kinda, like,
what? First things first, shut your goddamn mouth. Spencer's talking. Okay? This is the gospel. Check
very
into a hospital.
Word.
Check into the check into a hospital right now.
No.
And get yourself a lap band.
What?
Okay,
a lap
because
band.
You
I thought of that. I really
do
did,
it. Do it. Do it. Well, they make lung lap bands now, and it'll
they
prevent you
don't
from breathing.
Make
because
lung
even
lap
breathing
bands.
Has too many calories for you.
What
you're
you
you're
on?
Disgusting.
You're
that's
you
a
want
great
what
question.
I'm on? It's called money, bitch.
All right.
It's cashola, Skrilla scratch paper.
All
and
right.
You know what? I didn't even show up in the studio unless they paid me $1.7 million.
We
that's
did
the
not.
Kind of
that didn't happen.
We
all right. Thank you for the call,
I'll talk to your boss. What do you know? You're just a woman. It's time. For traffic. Blah, 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 blah. Look at me. I have a job like a
hey,
big
Spencer.
Boy. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Hey, Spencer.
Linda,
if
I've had a
shut
what?
Up, if you shut up for one second, we'll squeeze in a couple of more phone calls.
Get, let's do it.
Because I think
call.
You're doing God's work
so
I
far, so
really,
good, right?
Yeah, because.
Spencer, the rehab dispenser!
All right, let's see here. Let's go to Xavier, who's got an interesting question. I'm not exactly sure how I would handle this. Hi, Xavier.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What's
good.
Up, SD? Man, I hope you could help me out.
No problem, dog.
All right, dude. Well, the past few years, I've been hooked on vodka enemas.
Okay.
You know, because I can take it, and nobody knows. They don't see me drink, but I'm definitely drunk.
Did you say vodka
really...
enemas?
Well, here's the thing.
So.
Yeah.
My buddy here, Captain Chief, on the phone. He's tapped into something really nice, and the vodka enema
really...
prevents your breath from stinking.
Right.
So not only will your boss or the cops know that you've been drinking, but I don't know if you know this, Lika over here probably does, but anal tissue is very sensitive,
right.
And it's very porous.
I did know that.
And I'm sure you do. And it's very porous, so it takes less alcohol to get more drunk. Am I right, Xavier?
That's right.
But
man.
I think...
Within minutes, I'm buzzed.
That's fantastic.
I think Xavier
only
is
advice.
Asking how to stop.
Yeah, he doesn't
no, he's not
to
asking
do
that
anymore.
Are you
what
asking
he's
how to stop,
is,
Xavier?
Are you asking that?
Well, what I'm really saying is, you know, from one guy who takes it in the rear end to another, I thought yes. he'd really help me out.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
See what he did?
You came with jokes. That's so funny. Well, why don't you go and take your low-grade Smirnoff, okay? Because you think you're so funny. I'll have you know Spence Dog sticks with straight Giggity Kettle One. By the way, I own Kettle One, and I'm starting my other subdivision of vodkas. It's going to be called Stiggity Sick Vodka, and you can pick it up at all major, you know, liquor distributors, but only in Malibu and Beverly Hills, so that probably doesn't apply to people like you who don't make a lot of money like the Spence Dog. Next call. Listen to me. I want you to understand something, Xavier. I bought a John Paul Gaultier overnight bag last night. How?
What does that have to do with anything?
It completes my Louis Vuitton luggage set. Recognize. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I think I've heard enough.
Spencer, the rehab dispenser!
It's that time of year, by the way.
Oh!
Time for Miss Double December, which we do pretty much each year, and it's a very exciting time.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
I don't know what's hard in that song.
I don't even
wait for that. I gotta find out how to take that beep out of there someday.
Yeah, that's
I don't know what's going on.
That's lawyers.
What?
There. Yeah, because you can't figure that out.
No.
Here's what Miss Double December is. Basically, you have a year reign, and you are the face of the Kevin and Bean Show.
And the body.
As well as the boobs, yes. We've realized that when we go out to do shows, no one wants to look at us, except for Lisa. We do have Lisa, but the rest of us...
Yeah, I can't really pull the whole team.
Well, yeah, it's
so
tough.
To speak.
Frankly, we're a little tired of looking at Lisa. It's been a long time looking at Lisa now.
We need something
and
new.
By the way, but, you know, we're men. We need a little something fresh, a little strange, a little something.
By the way, I'd like to disagree. I think you can pull the whole train.
I said team, not
team. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say team?
Completely different.
I'm sorry.
Paul, did you hear that, Paul?
Yeah, Dave.
So go to the website if you'd like to be Miss Double December. Basically, between now and next Monday, November 23rd, you can enter for Miss Double D. You have to be 21 years or older. You will get to go to all of the events. You'll get to go to both nights of Acoustic Christmas. You get to go to our summer concert, the Weenie Roast. You get to go to singles parties. Pretty much everything we do, you get to come along and represent us.
And that's why it's important you not only be beautiful and have double Decembers, but you have to have a personality, too, because you'll be interacting with the listeners and ourselves, and we're going to have you on the air, and you're going to be a female presence on the show as well. So that's why we also have to ask you to fill out a questionnaire, which provides us some insight into your personality and your likes and dislikes and what you're all about.
A few questions. What celebrity would you like to be, you know, stranded on an island with? What would the title of your autobiography be? Those kind of questions, just so we can get a feel for your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, some photos. And so that's between now and Monday. And then on Monday or Tuesday, we're going to announce the top 10.
Okay.
Then we're going to let the listeners vote by going to the website.
Yeah.
And then on December 4th, we're going to have our giant live pageant finale. And that always goes well. Because...
Well... It's fun.
It's fun.
I'll guarantee that. It doesn't always go so well.
I do have some clips of some previous years.
Yeah, we always tape it so Kevin can remember what it sounded like because usually he's loaded.
How dare you? You do have to have a talent. We do ask you to have some type of talent.
Well, it's like any pageant. A beauty pageant is a talent portion.
Right. What kind of person, what kind of confidence do you have to have, though, to this next girl, the clip that I'm going to play, she learned the clarinet. For this event. She didn't even know it before.
Yeah, she didn't know it much during either.
And here's Ralph talking to her about it.
Now, how long have you been playing the clarinet, Crystal?
I actually taught myself over Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm going to mic your clarinet as you stick that long thing in your mouth. And play.
It's a clarinet. That's what it is.
What? Yes.
Jingle bells.
By the way, clarinet is one of those instruments where if it's not played perfectly, it sounds crappy.
Jingle bells. I heard it clear as day.
Here was Cassandra, who was our reigning Miss Double D for this past year and her talent.
And Cassandra, what is your talent?
I'm going to be juggling balls.
Oh! That's Psycho Mike there helping us out a lot.
In case no one got the double entendre.
Oh!
She said balls!
many? 10?
Yes.
We bring the final 10 down in front of everybody, and Ralph asks a few questions to kind of get their personality.
What changes would you make in men?
Their face.
Yes!
Yeah, all you men with your face.
Yes.
Sometimes the contestants have a few cocktails throughout the morning to take the edge off, to make them a little more comfortable in front of the crowd.
Here's what happened that year was we didn't keep them separate from the crowd enough.
Or from the bar.
Or from the bar,
No. So all of the people that were there were buying them shots and all kinds of drinks and stuff, and so that happened. A chaser face.
It's not happy.
Which is not really how you want to win a contest, I wouldn't
think. No.
So then Ralph asked this question of another contestant.
You've just received one free pass to punch anybody in the face you'd like to. Who would it be and why?
I would punch everybody in the face of this room because you didn't vote for me, did you?
Yes!
Wow.
How to win friends and influence people. They're such lovely, delicate young things, our contestants.
This is such a fun time. If you'd like to enter, send a picture, and you can go to the website, kevinandbean.com, and you can. It's easy. You can just fill in some information, send us some pictures.
Shouldn't take more than 45 minutes to enter all the information they require from you.
I'm going
to
say a minute.
A minute.
And then you reign for a year.
Wow. All right.
Which is 12.
That's a good investment.
Months. go to the website, sign up between now and Monday, and be our new 2010 Miss Double December. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with the showbiz speed. What's going on, Ralph?
I just want to start by thanking everyone for their birthday wishes. People have been emailing, and especially to the ladies who have taken upon themselves to send me photographs as birthday gifts. Thank you very much. That is very appreciated, that heartfelt gesture.
Wow, it doesn't cost anything in this economy?
Those photos of you in various states of...
Nice.
...undress.
Did the King of Mexico give you anything from us?
No.
Oh.
No. He's not going to send me a picture of him naked,
no,
is he?
No. I told
him. Oh, here's my worm.
I told him, hey, King.
My turtle.
Ralph stopped smoking, so let's give him a pack of cigarettes with a candle.
See?
That'd be funny.
That would be funny.
But he apparently thought I was kidding.
Oh, would involve me doing something. I just want to sit here with my headphones on, looking at YouTube.
That's what he does.
All right, let's talk about show business, shall we? Amy Winehouse in the hospital.
Shocking.
Wow. I know. Apparently.
Too healthy.
Took some cold medicine, and that interacted with some prescription medication she was taking, and she had a bad reaction to drugs that were legal.
All
legal.
It's absolutely incorrect.
You don't know. She is healthy and legal.
Doesn't her PR? Don't her PR people know that everyone's in on the secret that she's got a big problem?
It's funny. This comes on the story where she apparently has a new addiction: plastic surgery.
Really? She's gotten something else done?
She just got her boobs done. She's now 32D. Now apparently she is talking to doctors about her nose. Which, by the way, excellent idea.
She could file off about 10 pounds of that.
Her lips have been plumped. Ew. And according to friends, she's considering butt implants.
Really? Well, maybe she could just eat something.
Well, Lisa,
butt implants.
You always want to take the easy way out. You always want to take the easy way out.
You're right.
Have a little work.
Butt implants. We should talk to people who have butt implants. That is fascinating.
It is fascinating. Imagine every time you sit down, you've got to feel them, right?
Right.
City of Los Angeles would like to be paid back for the $3 million it had to spend on Michael Jackson's memorial service.
$3 million?
I know they don't have the money.
That's how much it ended up being?
It ended up costing the city $3 million to put on Michael's memorial.
Wow.
AEG, the company that put it on, said it's being bullied by the city into paying back the money, and there is no ordinance requiring them to do so. Well, AEG, so there.
I don't understand that.
AEG says the city, especially city attorney Carmen Trutanich, keeps asking them, hey, it costs us this kind of money to put on your event. We would like you to cover that cost for the city. And they said, no, you can't make us pay.
Doesn't it seem like that's something that might be worked out ahead of time?
Yeah.
That whole event seemed like it was effing shaky from the beginning.
Huh.
But, that's the latest on that. $3 million that we don't have spent for a dude.
Seems like maybe that's...
Who didn't even live in the city, by the way.
Might should come out of Michael Jackson's finances, if there is.
There is a lot of money now. Yeah, just made a movie and stuff.
He just made a boatload of cash from record sales alone, so you think they could pony up, right? And lastly, sad news. I mentioned earlier this week about the stripper mobile. I told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was the flatbed truck that had a plexiglass cubicle built onto the back of it, and three dancers in various states of undress would work the pole.
I sort of have a boner.
And this truck would drive around Las Vegas.
What could go wrong?
Drumming up customers for a couple of local gentlemen's clubs, which supposedly were doubling their business thanks to this truck, because guys would follow the truck to watch the show, and they would bring them back to Deja Vu.
It's like the Pied Piper.
Or the other joint where this guy was the owner of.
I would love for them to have a video camera on the back of that truck, and so that we could watch the people following. Like, one guy would follow him around for like 4 hours.
Well, apparently, the company that had the truck out there, the owner of the strip clubs, buckled to pressure from Clark County official and has pulled the truck off of the roads in Vegas.
Aw, that's a shame. Can he park it? Can he park it someplace, you know, out by the road so that...
No, apparently they said it was, first of all, dangerous because they were concerned about accidents that would be caused by people watching the girls instead of watching the road.
That would absolutely happen.
And they were also concerned about exposure of the nearly nude dancers to the city's children.
Yeah.
Look, if you raise your kids in Vegas, they're already screwed. It's not like they're going to grow up to be useful citizens. They grew up in Vegas.
Shouldn't Vegas ban children?
Yeah, really. You shouldn't be able to
not
have children.
Not let them in the city limits. Just, this is an adult place. Sorry.
What if you have them? What if you have a baby? You have
to move. Move.
Yeah, yeah. That's the rule.
Move out of the city.
Move to Reno. Tahoe or Henderson or someplace. Get out of Vegas. Anyway, even though the strippermobile is now off the roads, the city officials plan on still coming up with some way to ban future stripmobiles from taking the Las Vegas streets. They're going to create some kind of law or something, because they figure it's just a matter of time for someone else does it. So, no more strippermobile, which is sad, because I was looking forward to it. Can you imagine guys just driving behind us? just working it behind the steering wheel while they're following around that truck.
God.
Can you imagine that?
I
can
imagine. Not.
Working, you mean working traffic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, working their stereo knobs or whatever it is they got in there. I can imagine being that guy, let alone seeing that
guy. I am that guy. And
I know
I
you
don't
are
have that
guy.
Truck.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, me.
Yay! Yay!
And Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorne Michaels. And Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, and RuPaul, and wow. Dylan Walsh, and Daisy Fuentes, and Sophie Marceau, and DeVoe of Belle Biv DeVoe, and Leslie Bibb, and Rachel McAdams, and Isaac Hansen, and Danny DeVito, who famously gets drunk on talk shows.
Yeah.
Remember when he drank all that limoncello and went on The View?
Oh, that was so amazing.
It was the best appearance ever.
He made all these noises for no reason.
Yeah, I like to think if I start drinking now, maybe I can do that by the end of the show.
That's fantastic.
He was drinking with Clooney, right?
Yeah, the night before, he was loaded with Clooney.
That's awesome.
He thought he was going to sober up. By the time he got to do his job the next morning,
it doesn't always happen.
A lot of people make that mistake.
Not, sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Sometimes you think you'll sober up, but then you don't.
But
sometimes
then
you just have a granola bar instead.
It's really, really odd.
Rob Carman walked the show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Time to give away tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. We have tickets for night number one. The game is not simple. As a matter of fact, it's...
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Hey, Mr. Announcer Man.
Hello, Kevin and Bean.
Explain to the peeps why we call it the hardest game in the world.
It's the hardest game in the world.
That's true.
What we do is take the names of the bands performing at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 1. You just need to identify which bands we're saying. But the bands are all backwards!
It doesn't sound that hard when you say it.
It's the hardest game in the world!
Seems to be very difficult, yes.
Yeah.
All right, who do we have first?
First up is Rennell. He or she is a medical dealer.
Hey, Rennell.
Hey, what's up?
You ready for your band?
Yes, I am.
Here you go. Good luck.
Sierra.
We can play it for you one more time. Okay. Here you go.
Sierra.
Rise Against.
3 Days Grace.
Oh, sorry.
It's the hardest game in the world!
Yep. It's harder than you would think.
It's hard!
What else do we have?
Next up is Randy. He or she is a production assistant.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys.
You ready for your band?
Yes.
Here you go.
Dead by Sunrise.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Score!
I was ready to play it again backwards.
Dead by Sunrise.
Nice. He didn't need your help.
Didn't need that at all. Hold on, you're in the drawing.
Next up is Carla. He or she is a biller for a children's hospital.
Hey, Carla.
Hi.
You ready for your band?
Yes.
This one should be simple. I haven't heard it, but it should be simple. Here you go.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
Amberlin?
Oh, sweet God.
Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
It's
AFI.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah. Oh, sweet heaven. Come
Take
on.
Take it easy. She's doing the best she can.
That was easy.
It's not easy. None of this is easy.
No, it's hard.
Next up is Chris. He or she is a salesperson.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Are you ready for your band?
I wish I was getting that AFI one. That
yeah, no yeah. kidding, right?
Everyone does. Except for Carla, stupid.
All right, here's your band.
Naylor of Nat.
One more time.
Naylor of Nat.
Amberlin.
Nicely done.
Well done, Chris.
You don't even need AFI. All right, where are we
Next
going?
Up is CJ. He or she is an assembler.
What does that mean?
Assemble things.
CJ, what do you assemble?
Rather not say.
All right.
I'd rather not say what I assemble. How secret could it be?
Probably meth. You're right, yeah. All right, here's your band. You ready?
Yeah.
Snake Ziar.
One more time.
Snake Ziar.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Rise Against.
Oh.
Yeah. He just hung up before we get the talk.
What does he assemble?
If I
H-bombs?
If I could give a piece of advice, maybe the very first letter you hear and the very last letter you hear would be a kind of a giveaway.
A hint?
You know, that one ended with and started with R. I don't know. Just an idea. All right, where are we going, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Mario. He or she works at a hospital.
Hey, Mario.
Hi, Mario.
How's it going, Dave?
Good. Right,
you ready for your band?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Sir Almost Snickers Heedereth.
One more time.
Sir Almost Snickers Heedereth.
30 Seconds to Mars?
Yeah!
30 Seconds to Mars.
Nicely done.
Sweet.
That's how it's done!
And one more.
Next up is Daniel. He or she works construction.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, what's going on?
Here's your band. Good luck.
Sneashni Silat.
One more time.
Sneashni Silat.
That's by Sunrise?
Damn it.
Alice in Chains.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh. All right, Lisa's doing a drawing.
All right.
Let's find a winner.
The winner is Mario.
Mario.
Congratulations, Mario.
Hey, thanks.
Wow.
Hey.
Wait, I'm drawing again.
Okay. Wait, no, you can't draw again.
You'd like to draw again. Yeah. You don't have that option.
No, darn it.
I'm very monotone. So.
I'm very excited.
Okay,
I want to sit next to Mario. That guy's a party. All right, thank you for playing, and thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Thank you, Mario, Angel of Death.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with a final look at the showbiz for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
Guys, big fans of Dance Your Ass Off? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Love it.
Love Dance Your Ass Off. Are you familiar with Dance Your Ass Off?
I'm not.
This was on Oxygen. You've already done a season of it.
I had a team in America's Best Dance Crew, but I have never done
it. Okay, it's not that. Okay. And it's not just So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay.
It's not Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
What this is Dancing with the Fatties.
Really?
Dance Your Ass Off is a combination of Biggest Loser and So You Think You Can Dance.
Awesome.
It's big fat people who think they can dance. And while they're dancing, they lose weight.
Is the goal dancing and being judged, or is the goal
it's
losing
both.
Weight?
Yes.
It's both. Okay.
If you love to dance and want to show America that even with a little junk in the trunk, you can still bust a move, we want to hear from you, they say. They're having a casting for Dance Your Ass Off.
What would they consider a little junk in your trunk?
Oh, you got to see some footage from this show. You won't believe it. The contestants from season one lost nearly 500 pounds.
Wow.
So what they do is they have you dance, but they also put you in touch with nutritionists, and dance professionals, and they have a big competition. So if you're over 18 and you want to dance your ass off and you live here locally in Los Angeles, they're having a audition November the 21st. What day is that? I'm not sure, but it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
17th, so
it's Saturday.
Saturday, right? Saturday the 21st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can just contact me if you want more information. Or you can go to castingduo.com/danceyourassoff. Castingduo.com/danceyourassoff. So I just want to give you a heads up. In case you're fat and you want to dance. That's
okay.
What I'm here for.
Good to know.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Jack White has another project. Yet another project.
That guy is so talented. You know, they say everybody has one good song in them, but for the most part, that's it. You're out.
He's got four good bands in him.
He's amazing.
He is now producing a new album for a woman named Wanda Jackson. You don't know who she is. Neither do I. Bean would if he was here.
Sure.
She is a 72-year-old rockabilly artist who was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
She's got a new album in the works, and Jack White's going to produce it for her.
Wow.
Apparently, she was very impressed by the way he produced Loretta Lynn's 2004 album, Van Leer Rose, which I think won a bunch of Grammys and stuff. And
I know what it's like to be talented.
Made her career resurface.
That'd be cool.
So, congratulations to Jack White.
Wow. Impressive.
Ken Ober, host of MTV's 1980s game show Remote Control, has been found dead in his Los Angeles home. Cause of death is, as of yet, unknown. He was a stand-up comic and then was hired in the late 80s at MTV to host their new game show that focused basically on classic TV reruns. He left the show in the early 90s, did a couple movies, did some radio work here in Los Angeles, and then apparently died. That was his life.
Hmm. That's a touching tribute you just gave.
Well, you know, the Obers love me. It's Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs and video games are in stores, all kinds of new stuff today. So I want to give you the heads up. Them Crooked Vultures, we had them on the show earlier today. They've got their new CD in stores today. Rihanna's got a new one called Rated R. Fall Out Boy's Greatest Hits also on shelves today. Ooh. Katy Perry's MTV Unplugged CD and DVD also in stores. Adam Lambert's new CD called Who's Got the Dildo?
I don't think that's the name of it, but it certainly should be.
I don't know the name of it, frankly, here. I just see Adam Lambert's name, so whatever the name of his CD is, you can pick that up.
On the back of the CD is I Do.
I Dreamed a Dream. Susan Boyle, the new Susan Boyle CD.
Oh
she's pretty. You can check that out. Chris Pine stars in the new Star Trek movie. That's on DVD and Blu-ray today. You can check that out. Bruno, Sacha Baron Cohen's film is also available today. And in terms of video games, Left 4 Dead 2.
Awesome.
Is out today on Xbox and 360.
You can kill zombies.
The new Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers for Wii is out this week. Assassin's Creed 2. Resident Evil, The Dark Side Chronicles, available on Wii. And the Lego Indiana Jones 2 game also available. In multiple formats. Dude, the Lego games are very popular, Kevin.
But why?
I don't know, but they are. Okay. Tila Tequila is now suing star of the San Diego Chargers, Sean Merriman. She did take him, she filed charges against him, but the Los Angeles DA's office declined to file criminal charges, saying there wasn't enough evidence. Now she's taking him to civil court. She is still claiming that Sean Merriman grabbed her, shook her like a rag doll, threw her down, and choked her during an argument last September. Sean, in response, says he was just trying to control her because she was intoxicated and trying to get behind the wheel of an automobile. Tila responded by saying he has a bad temper, a drug problem, and he humiliated her because of her bisexuality. Oh, that makes it a hate crime, doesn't it?
What?
See what she's doing there? Hate crime. hate crime.
Humiliated her because of her bisexuality. He
said, you're bisexual.
I'm going to shake you.
I'm going to shake you and mock you.
You know a single guy who would berate someone for that?
Well, I've seen her show. I would berate her for that. Because she's not bisexual.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're going to Corey. We'll have to see what happens. But TMZ's got the story if you're so inclined to check it out, including photos of her, her arms, which are pretty bruised up. Yeah. Or not bruised enough for my taste. That's just me. And that's just her.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that Adam Lambert has a new CD today called Want Some Poppers?
That's not the name of it.
I don't know the name of it. I'm just guessing
that's
at this point.
A better name.
He's got a feud going with Gene Simmons.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Gene questioned Adam's judgment when he announced that he was, in fact, gay. After his stint on American Idol.
Right. Let that big cat out of the bag.
Yeah,
maybe?
We were all surprised. Well, I know
shocker.
I was. I thought he just liked shoulder pads.
But he's talking
an eyeliner.
About what? He's talking about marketing the CD or what?
Yeah, here's the quote from Rolling Stone from Adam Lambert. Gene Simmons spouted something that he thought I'd ruin my career by coming out. He's obnoxious and what a hypocrite. He talks all about his sex life. He was being a dick. He's not the greatest singer. I guess he's a good businessman. I'll give him that. So no word of whether Gene is going to respond or not. But I think Gene Simmons was saying, commercially, it might hurt Adam's appeal by announcing that he was gay.
If everyone didn't already know it.
Exactly.
Right.
I think that was our response was, what? So, there you go. Adam Lambert and Gene Simmons going at it. Gene, do you have a problem with Adam Lambert? Do you have a problem with his sexuality? Or is it just a career decision
of
you have an issue
not.
With?
He's free to love whoever he likes.
Right?
I was just simply saying from a marketing standpoint, you don't want to drown out part of your audience.
Right, sure.
That's all I was saying.
I hear, okay.
Speaking of drowning things out.
Oh, no, you didn't! Gene Simmons!
Oh, Gene.
Wow!
That's right, I did.
Meanwhile, back to celebrity birthdays. Today's birthday is one that's very near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
Because it is my birthday.
Yeah! Now,
we have a call
from a listener, Paul.
Hello, Ralph.
Who you might remember as the guy you lost the bet to.
Oh, the Arizona Cardinals fan.
Yep.
We bet the NFC Championship game last season.
You lost. Yes, you've not been able to say Eagles on the air all this
year. A year-long ban on saying that team's name, yes.
Yeah, you weren't even supposed to talk about the players, but I've been give you a little leeway there.
I got to make a living, Paul. You're killing me here, man.
Well, anyways, Ralph, just one time for your birthday, my friend, why don't you give me an E-A-G-A-L-E-S?
I have permission?
Just one time.
But does it have to be E-A-G-A-L-E-S?
Can't he spell it correctly?
I mean, it's kind of hard to celebrate after the past 2 weekends, but I'll do my best.
All right.
Just one time, Ralph.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, I didn't
think
it was Eagles. I
said
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, you're so funny.
All right, go away now.
Happy birthday, Ralph.
We'll see you in the playoffs.
You got it, brother.
Maybe. Right. Oh, felt good.
And by see him in the playoffs, you mean you'll be watching from your couch.
How dare you?
Just saying.
I'm going to be doing that way regardless of what happens. Today's celebrity birthdays, Martin Scorsese, 67 years old today. Danny DeVito is 65. Lorne Michaels, producer of Saturday Night Live. Also, the 30 Rock Show and a lot of other TV programs. He is 65 as well. RuPaul.
Yeah.
I am proud to share my birthday with that giant she-male. He is a good-looking woman, that RuPaul.
Or
49 years old today. Dylan Walsh from Nip Tuck is 46. Daisy Fuentes. Remember we were trying to figure out what show she was on?
Yeah.
Besides MTV, she also was the co-host of America's Funniest Videos for a while. Remember?
Oh,
with John Fugelsang.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's 43. Sophie Marceau from Braveheart is 43 as well. Ronnie DeVoe of Belle Biv DeVoe is 42 years old
today. I liked
today.
Belle and Biv, but DeVoe for me was not worth the money.
Well, that's because you guys used to share a space on the shelf at the Jamba Juice with your autographed Jamba Juice cups.
Why do you have to bring that up?
You were right next to Belle Biv and DeVoe on the wall of Jamba Juice fame at the Jamba
really?
Juice up there by your house.
I didn't know that's who you were next to.
Oh, he's right next to Belle Biv
and
DeVoe.
It was only
DeVoe.
Us, yeah. By the way. I'd like to say that went out of business, and I'm happy that it did.
And now we know why.
I'm surprised with the crowds that show up just to see your autographed cup that they would go out of business. I thought they would be very, very busy
there. What do you do? They ask you to sign a cup.
You say, no.
That's right, I did.
It's ridiculous.
Because I thought they were mocking me.
Right.
Like, no, oh, stop it.
So then
seriously.
How did an autographed cup of yours end up on the wall of fame?
No, seriously. Because they meant it. I think.
Well, you still say no.
Well, I know, but.
Draw a wiener.
Or draw a wiener. Those are your options.
All right.
Leslie Bibb, very beautiful and talented actress from ER and Popular, is 36. Rachel McAdams, speaking of beautiful and talented, is 31, and Isaac Hansen of Hansen is 29. Yeah. I think he's the Herman Munster looking one, isn't he?
I think he's the oldest.
Yeah, he's 29 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Since the Kevin and Bean Show, tomorrow morning, an all-new program, we have... I'd like to talk to people that got butt implants. I think that would be interesting.
I would, too.
That seems like
I don't know anyone.
I'm getting some
that.
Today. I'll let you know.
But
for my birthday.
For birthday.
Yeah.
That just seems like one of those things that is funny and you laugh about, but people really do it a lot, apparently.
They sure do.
So, I don't know. Also, we're going to talk to one of the cast members from Glee. Corey Monteith, I think I'm saying.
Monteith. Okay. Corey Monteith, who plays Finn on that show, the football playing male romantic lead in the Glee Club.
He's the star.
He's Frankentine.
Right. He's great.
Freakishly tall.
We also have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Kat Corbett is next. She's got 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock. She's got some Sublime.
Yes, I do.
And she's going to play some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I can't wait to play the Chili Peppers.
And maybe something older. So we'll take a quick break, and she'll come right back with that music.